You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
All right, check it out. I'm very excited. Me, Luis J. Gomez, Kelly Festuca, the YKWD crew, or at least some of us, are going to be heading down to Foxwoods Casino June 27th, 28th, and 29th. That's one show, and Saturday, two shows. Late show is a nasty show. We're going to have a couple special guests on there. So make sure you get your tickets now. Go to my website, robertkellylive.com. That's a Puerto Rican driving by my house, if you were wondering. That's not my music. I don't know why you got to listen to music that fucking loud in your car at 3 in the afternoon. Jesus Christ. Ah, papi. That's why they can't hear. Huh? What'd you say? Anyways, I just made that up. Puerto Rican people can hear. They're so fucking racist. So anyways, go to robertkellylive.com for tickets. And then don't forget, I am going to be killing it up in Just for Laughs. I'm bringing the podcast up to Just for Laughs. If you're in Canada, if you're going to Montreal, Just for Laughs Comedy Festival, you better get your tickets right now to all my shows. Spread the word. Whoever the fuck's up there, fan-wise, I want you to spread the word. I want you to get people out there. Spread it on Twitter. Share it. Tweet it. Facebook it. Vine it. Instagram it. Buy my tickets now. I'm doing two-hour shows. I'm doing the nasty show all week. And I'm also doing the podcast up there. So buy the tickets to my hour show, Cry Like a Man, up in Montreal. And then buy the tickets to the YKWD show. Okay? I'm going to have Colin Quinn on, Big J. It's going to be an awesome show. I'm going to have Nick Turner on the podcast. So go to Just for Laughs website and buy your tickets today. If you live in America and you live up by Canada, Montreal, get over there. It's a very short trip. Get your tickets. Go up there. It's going to be a blast. It's one of my favorite things in the world to do is the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival. So, and I just signed on to do Toronto. I'm excited about that too. So make sure you get your tickets, justforlaughs.com and comics, Foxwoods. And now I'm fucking just rambling until I find my way back to GarageBand, you cocksuckers. RobertKellyLive.com for all my dates and info. Make sure you go there. Tweet it. Spread it. Make me famous. No, I'm kidding. Just fucking buy some tickets. Spread the word. Dude! You go to my website, dude, and then there's, boom, tickets, Facebook.
All right, check it out. We're here. I'm here. Fucking idiot. What am I really doing radio? Huh. So this show was, I guess a dad show. I had a bunch of guys on, friends of mine. Oni. Perez, Louis J., Eric Rivera, myself, Kelly Festuca. And we talked about fatherhood, having a baby, everything that happened. You know, it was, it's been fucking crazy, man. I haven't slept that much. My chick hasn't slept. The baby sleeps. The baby fucking sleeps. Baby shits, sleeps, drinks, fucking pisses. On my arm. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's been a crazy 2 weeks. But I wanted to have a bunch of guys on that have been through this already, recently or years ago. And I don't know, kind of talk about it. Air it out. There's so much more to talk about, too. There's so many levels to this fatherhood and having a baby and creating a life and watching it grow and having it come out. And it's like you become a member of this club. It's like being in the military and, you know, fighting a war. You know, and you and your wife are, you know, like a division or a group, a branch, like a troop. You're out there battling, and then you come in for provisions, and other people, how you doing? We're doing good. We haven't slept. shitting all the time. Yeah, they shit. That's what they do. You got to do this. You got to do that. And holy fuck. And there's generals and lieutenants and all kinds of people telling you what to do and what where to go and breastfeed, don't breastfeed, and half breastfeed and half not breastfeed and use a pump, don't use a pump. Use a half a pump, squeeze the tit, don't squeeze the tit, warm the tit, suck on the tit, pinch the tit. Crazy. It's fucking nuts. But once you have that child, once that child comes out, there's no looking back. There's no turning around. And, you know, there you go. So this podcast, this show, this episode that we're about to do is, I don't know, my first episode back. Wapadoo to woo wee way. Wapadoo to woo wee way is the episode name. Wapadoo to woo wee way. And I forget what the fuck. Dude, I don't know why we called it that. But enjoy this one, all you fathers out there, and all you dudes who are thinking about having a pregnant fucking chick, thinking about coming in your girl and leaving it like a fucking tomato seed. And all you guys who are single, playing Xbox, staying up late, napping at 3 in the afternoon till 6, drinking booze, fucking chicks, wearing rubbers, jerking off. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Love it. Cherish it. Every load. Every fucking load that you kill. Love it. Enjoy it. So, there you go.
You know what, dude? Hey, gang. This is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from A Lot of Things.
This is Burt Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
Ippy bippy baya, ippy bippy boo. Dippy dippy daya, yabba dabba doo.
Dude!
This is Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You know what, dude?
You got me? I'm on?
One, 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 two, motherfucker.
I could tell you're excited to be out of the fucking house. Ah, shit. Ah, shit.
You want the couch?
I'm good.
Eric likes to sit in a chair. It makes him taller.
Exactly.
We got Ro, the intern. Is here taking video, right?
Put you on that leg, or
yeah. Thank you, Ro. Yeah, I just wanted to. I love that she's stepping on Kelly's toes today.
Sorry, I don't mean.
Well, it's too late, Ro. Too fucking late. You already have done it. You've goddamn done it. What'd you say, cunt?
I did a pretty good job. All
right, Wi-Fi is on.
Great.
Boom, boom. It's good to be here, man. And where is fucking Lewis? Oh, am I early?
Coming.
No, you said
just
5 o'clock.
He just texted me going, 5 minutes away.
Kelly texted us and said 4:45 downstairs.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I was filming, what was I filming?
Something special.
Yeah, I was filming something special. Special.
Got the selfies going, bro.
What are you doing with the fucking
selfies,
phone?
Selfies, man.
What's a selfie?
It's a duck face.
What's a selfie?
It's a picture of yourself.
Well, fuck, I didn't tell you could take photos of me.
No, of
no,
myself.
Of himself.
Himself. You,
oh.
That's what 13-year-old little girls call it, taking selfies. Yeah.
Oh, my God. You do a 13-year-old little girl so good.
I know. That's good, right?
Yeah, fucking sweet bitch. This, what are you laughing at, Ro? You can't laugh. You're either fucking working on the show. I'm kidding. What? All right, so listen. Do we shut the AC off? Can we shut the... Can we shut that off and make it quieter?
Yeah.
Please? It's not that hot out. So we're back. We're back. We're back. Back in a New York groove. Oh. We're back. Back in the... I don't know the rest of the song. Thank you, Ro.
That was a song.
I want to call you Ho, but you're too young. Can you shut that off, Kelly? All right, so we're here, nice and quiet. Now we can leave that one on.
That one's awesome.
What one?
That little guy right there.
What, the fan?
Yeah.
Is it hitting you?
Yeah, pretty good.
Good for you.
You feel like you're back in Miami?
Yeah, this is palm creamy.
So we got Oni.
What's up, everybody?
Fucking rhymes with baloney. And he sure eats a lot of it. Dude, did you get fatter than last time?
Probably. I was on, I went on the road for, you know, Florida.
What bit. Road? Was it made of candy and fucking bacon?
Hansel and Gretel there.
Anytime I go back home, man, I eat way too much.
Fucking Alaska, man. That fucking whale blubber will...
Yeah, this is seal season, so...
Yeah, you should have one of those tattoos coming up from your chin into your mouth.
Like one of those, yeah, the old school blood trail.
Yeah, the Alaskan tattoo. They on all their women. I own you, woman.
It's like a nice fucking.
The
like,
salmon run is coming.
It's coming. You just bit a heart.
Yeah, you're very Alaskan. I've told you that before. You have silky Indian hair. You should be on Longmire as a villain.
What's Longmire?
Yeah, whatever.
No, what's that?
Hit show. It's a hit show. Do you have television?
What show is it?
No, I don't. I don't have cable. I just have.
You internet. Don't know what Longmire is? No. What show? What's your favorite show on TV?
Right now?
No, fucking 10 years from now. The show is happening right now. I want to know right now.
I like Elementary.
Elementary is a great show.
Great show.
All right, I'm going to give you.
Yeah.
But hang on, fuckfoot. And I'm going to be making up all kinds of names today, by the way. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Fucking skinny chin, fat tit. That's your Indian name. Skinny chin, fat tit.
He's me as a male.
Yeah, you have.
It's Fat Kelly as a bully.
Oh.
What? Come on.
Wow. No, where's the bandana, by the way?
Oh, this one right here?
Yeah, tie that around Kelly's neck until she fucking passes out.
No.
Around my stomach.
Ty's
weather
double.
Is terrible for my tits. Okay.
When you said that, Ro put the camera down.
She left. She's not here anymore.
All right, so we have Oni Perez.
Included.
You're actually Spanish. You're not Alaskan or Inuit or Inuit or whatever. You're not the original fucking Central American. Oh, you got something.
Cuban, because so there was a lot of Indians in Cuba.
Listen, man. Somebody fucked somebody near a pole.
Some totem pole situation?
Yeah, you're definitely not Cuban. Either that or you're a Cuban woman. Yeah.
Probably the second one, man.
Yeah. Are you videoing this?
No, they're...
You motherfucker.
There's Indians in Cuba.
There's what?
There was Indians in
There's
Cuba.
There's Indians everywhere, motherfucker. Stop saying shit like... You're saying shit like you just discovered it. Like you're... Really? No shit. They were all Indians. Everybody was an Indian over here. Central That's America, true. North America.
So no. I got some
then we
blood.
Sold them some fucking dirty blankets, poisoned their water with hemlock.
And then blamed it all on them.
Yeah, we blamed it on their fucking stupidity.
Yeah, America, woo.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, you got something in you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got whale killer in you.
I wish, man. I don't think I'm manly enough for that.
You know, I'm not saying you would definitely gather berries.
He said in you. He didn't say you were one.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. We're not saying you're out there hunting the grizzly. You were out there fucking gathering berries and making
twigs for the fire.
Yeah, you were making baskets.
Yeah, I saw myself more as a eunuch in those days.
Just yeah, you're that guy. Yeah,
I'm that eunuch in Game of Thrones. Yeah.
I bet you remind me of the Alaskan king's fat daughter that nobody wanted to marry.
The one he had to give away.
That one hurt, didn't it? I could tell by that laugh. Yeah. That was like a cry laugh. Jesus, I'm sorry. I take it back. You're a good looking guy. You are.
I see a reflection of myself.
You're a sweet looking guy. Look, I'm fat too, brother.
Yeah.
We're going to lose the weight. We'll lose it. We'll
I know,
be...
man. It caught up to me.
Yeah.
I stopped smoking last year.
Hey, good for you.
Like 20
me
pounds.
Too. I gained 20-something pounds. Hey, Mo, who's fatter, me or him?
I don't know if I can answer that question.
Just say it.
Corporate?
I'm going to go with Bob.
You're saying I'm fatter.
I don't know. Well, I think he's taller. That's what it is. You're just
shorter.
Look
at the stomach hang.
I don't know, man.
I
he's
got more
bulk.
Lewis is here. Let's move on.
I think you got more bulk.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck you. Bulk? What's bulk?
It's like bulkier.
I'm talking fat.
You come out forward, he goes out sidewards. It's a different kind.
What does that mean?
You come out, your fat comes out straight.
And he goes out sideways.
That's cancer.
No, I'm more hippie. You know, you're
got childbearing hips.
I have childbearing hips. This is good for the frozen tundra. Mine's good.
You store fat on your hips to survive the winter.
I grow lady humps.
Lady humps.
My lady.
Are you sure
humps.
You're not a lesbian? You would be the best looking lesbian in fucking like Seattle. You remind me of a Seattle lesbian that just dying to get the loan to open her own coffee shop.
If I tied my,
she's got like a grunge band.
Yeah, on the side.
Yeah, you have a band and you have an adoption agency for cats, and you work with mentally retarded people on weekends.
That's a great life, man. I would love that life. Live in Seattle, sipping some nice coffee.
There he is. Get the fuck out.
He's a real ass dude.
The real ass dude of the week. What is it?
He's a real ass dude.
Get that metal shit out of my ear. That's great.
It's like he's coming into the ring. White power.
Yeah, the ring of the donut.
Stepping into the ring of donuts.
Yeah, look how fucking fat he got.
Now he's fatter, Oni or Lewis?
No, I think I'm fatter than Lewis.
I'm getting back in shape, motherfucker.
Yeah, you're not there.
But Lewis is the same as me. When he gets fat, he gets hippie. We build it on the side.
Yeah, why does mine go out forward?
It's your
what?
Structured differently.
We have Latino hips and ass.
Yeah.
What do I got?
You have white guy fucking fat gut.
White guy fat gut?
Yeah, white guy fat gut.
Talking to the microphone, you fat fucking Puerto Rican.
Years of beer drinking jeans.
What?
I'm here. I'm ready to rock, baby. Come on. What's up?
Hey.
Whoa. Oh, don't fucking go. Oh, that's a little bit too much for me, and that's me saying that.
Say me again. I'm going to hit you with one of these mic stands.
Me, me, me.
What are you, a fucking opera singer?
Me. Ray, 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 ray. Do so mi do la si.
It's like an angel.
I fucking hate you. I can't wait till you get taken up by a cab on your rollerblades. You fucking have to go to L.A. and panhandle.
What are you talking about?
He's going to dress up as an action figure. Stand outside of Mom's Chinese.
Yeah.
Cab can't take out these hips. I'm gonna fucking.
I know. You really would put a dent in a handicap truck. We got.
Like a deer.
We have. What are you doing?
Turn my headphones down because you're loud.
I'm just checking.
You got fucking dad bass in your voice now.
Dad bass. Maximus. Shut the fuck up. Well, we got Eric Rivera, who's a good friend of mine, old friend of mine, moved to L.A., and L.A. told him to go home.
You hear that, Lewis?
Yeah. Did you hear that?
Real ass dude of the week.
Broke ass dude of the year. Homeless dude of the month.
Yeah, I was really thinking about it. There's no way it could possibly get worse.
Yes, it could. It's about to. You're
no
about
way.
To. Right. You ever been out homeless in the desert?
I've been homeless before.
Let me tell you something. I guarantee you this. If this happens, if things go bad, send her back. I'll take your wife and kid in.
Will you?
Just them, not you. You can't visit because you fucked them. You're out. You're out of their lives for 6 months.
Can you just take them now and I can go by myself? Skip that whole middle step?
All right, hang on. Louis, we're getting into this. Louis J. Gomez with his fucking stupid American Spanish shirt.
You don't think this is cool? I got this from Sky Graphics. This guy, it's in the Palisades Mall. I was at Levity Live last night.
He's a fan of the show. He gave me shirts too. I have a shirt that says cunt.
No.
And he's awesome.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he fucking...
He does have a shirt that says cunt. You don't...
Yeah, I know. I just told you that, stupid.
Oh, Bobby, I love that you fucking smashed. He's like showing off.
I walked by and he was like... And
no,
he
bought this. He didn't give it to me. I bought it.
Did he know who you were?
No. It was his buddy who was like running the stand. I was going to... Because I thought it was cool. It's like a unique...
You should have said you were on the podcast. They listen.
Oh, all right. Well, I should have said it.
Real ass dude of the week. Yeah, I got a couple shirts. They're great shirts.
They're
the shirt.
I don't like how big the logo is on the sleeve, though.
Why?
Because every shirt looks like if somebody
distracts
takes
from your tattoos
pictures.
Inkwork.
That's the way the cops identify them.
Eric's on fire. Eric's on fire. Speak on speak crime. What are you grabbing? A fucking joke, hopefully? Oh, my God.
I love it when everyone gangs up on Lewis.
Oh, she's attacking you, Lou.
No, I'm not.
Kelly.
Hey, mate. Love ya.
We're going to fucking Foxwoods.
Let me have a Coke Zero, goddammit. I want to splurge. Use your fat thumbs to open that fridge. Be right to your right. Ah, fuck it. Can you pass that down? So anyways, we got Kelly Festuca.
Hey, mate. How's
it
going?
What are you doing with your
making
finger?
Making sure it doesn't...
That doesn't work. I saw it on Mythbusters. It doesn't work.
I don't believe you.
Now, if you shake a can and you tap on the top of it, yeah. It doesn't unfucking... It actually shakes it up more, dumb.
I don't trust Lewis that he would have put a little shake in there.
Because I'm so used to just jerking things off. My hand does that automatically.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Let me get that. My hand... What the fuck? What are you, my wife? My wife does that shit. I'll be like, honey, you want a drink? Yeah, let me get some iced tea. She'll walk over and hold it over me. Because for somehow she can't put it down on the table.
I put that down on the table.
Shut up. She goes, just take it. I go, no. Go the extra 6 inches, asshole. You asked me if I wanted a drink. I would have got my own drink. I didn't fucking... You asked me, I said, yeah. And then you walk over here and I got to pick up my arm because you have respect issues. Drop it on the fucking table.
How's the baby?
Pretty good. I'm just trying to... Are you recording everything? What? Will you please help her?
Yeah.
I think she's attracted to soda, by the way. We have to talk about this
later. You think?
She's attracted to soda.
Who isn't attracted? I'm attracted to soda.
I don't know where she got these fucking...
Gorgeous man.
Where'd you get these European Dutch shorts that you're wearing? Yeah, the European, right? Yeah. I can tell the highs covers the belly button. Oh, yeah. It's around 17 inches from the snatch to the belly button. They used to be dress pants. They cut them off because of the fucking wool. They needed the dungaree for the soldiers. Yeah, anyways, she likes soda. Everybody likes soda. Actually, the drawing that the guy did for the poster, it was such a good-looking soda. I go, you made him look like a fucking supermodel. We all look like assholes. I'm screaming. Kelly looks like she just sucked a small penis. Fucking Lewis looks...
Very accurate.
Lewis looks like a fucking Puerto Rican gang member with a Saturday Night Fever suit on. Wow, did that was that hard to come out?
Where's this poster?
It's not. I'm getting it done.
Oh, we'll see it.
He had to erase the soda.
You will see it. You will. Trust me, guys. I'll let you look at it. Fuck off, you little 12-year-olds.
They all want to see what they look like. That's what it is.
Is it? You do too, you fucking pompadour.
I'm not on it. I don't care.
You're not on it because you don't come here enough because you're a dad.
Okay.
Ugh. Actually, I take that back. You're not on it because you have no wit. All right, so here's the deal. The reason why we're here today, the reason why I picked this crew of people.
Nobody else was available.
Yes.
I sit by my phone every day waiting.
Do you really?
Every Monday.
Do you really?
I'm like, man.
I'd love to have you on. If you meant that, I'd bring you on more.
Oh, dude, absolutely.
He loves the show. He's a huge fan of the show.
Are you really?
From the beginning, yeah.
But Oni's phone is like the phone from the Flintstones. It's just a giant bone. picks it up off.
I got it.
We got it.
I got it. We got it.
Mastodon.
We got it.
Mastodon.
Oh, God. I wish you were under fucking Fred's truck right now with a rib on top of you, fatso.
He would just eat right through.
Well, the reason why I brought you guys all here today, and Ro, you can sit down if you want. On my lap.
Right here.
You stole the joke. Right here. Ro's like my little sister, by the way. I don't want any of you guys fucking with her while she's
here.
Your
little sister that we all want to see in the shower?
Yeah, that one. That I fucking took in a couple peeks at.
The stepsister where it's okay.
the one where I fucking drilled a hole in the closet wall. made the soap the shape of a penis with my own asshole.
Wow.
Hey, how you doing, Ro? What are you, hot? Is it hot? Should we turn the AC on? Turn the AC on low. Turn it on low, please.
That's Oni. He looks like an AC repairman.
Hey, turn the fucking AC. Hey, Ro.
I build lights.
Just do it. One, please. One to the right. Don't. Top, stupid.
He's going
to
break the...
Right there. Yeah. Sit down. Lewis just pushed the mic away. Oh, that makes me so happy. Is it on?
Yeah, it's on.
Is it blowing?
Yeah.
Blowing.
It's getting started.
Okay, so the reason why... Oh, come on. Just spit it out, Bobby. I'm exhausted. Everybody knows I just had my baby. It's been a week and a day.
He still looks pregnant, though.
Not me.
Oh, Louis, what a zing.
Oh, my God. I hope your fucking hat falls off in front of a train and then you try to save it and the train hits you. I was too wordy, but it made sense.
You haven't been out in a while.
Shut the fuck up.
You're doing voices. You're wordy as shit. You haven't talked to an adult in a week and a day.
Who's poo-poo-doo-poo-poos? My kid shit. This is called the shit roulette. This is when you go back. You're like, all right, who's changing the diaper? And you get the pee. You're like, yes.
Oh, that's better.
And then you get a little tiny poop. You're like, okay, that's not the poop that's coming. And then last night, I'm on the phone. My wife is cracking up because the kid shit. You could see it on the rim of the diaper.
Oh, that's the worst.
And then as she's changing it, he's shitting more. It's like
a volcano. Like one of those volcanoes you make in the fourth grade, where it's just
you can just say volcano. Yeah, we got the rest of it. Jesus,
I don't want people to think
volcano. No, it's the
like
same
the
thing.
Island of Hawaii.
No, Louis, you would say science fair volcano.
Fucking. Oh no, you just say volcano. And we
Kelly's
get it.
Not going to give me advice on how to word jokes.
I'm gonna
you
say
can.
Yeah. Volcano.
He barely can.
He's a way better looking Spanish person than
He's
you.
He's very good looking.
This is the evolution of a Spanish guy in here.
By the way, we haven't said it, but the fans know we're definitely talking about Eric, not Oney.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey,
well,
come on, guys.
Oney's the original hunter gatherer. He's the gatherer part. Eric's the organizer. If we're all in a tribe, you'd be the hunter. You'd be the come back with just a head and some meat on your back. Orny would be doing laundry by the river with the women.
A basket on his head.
Yeah. And Eric would be trying to organize a function. We need to get together. The meat should go here, and then the rice should go here. And the beans, we're mixing everything up.
Me, Oney, and Eric look like the evolution of the Hispanic man.
Yeah, I already said that around five. I mean, I literally said it 5 seconds ago.
That's what you were talking about?
Yeah, turn your headphones up in your dumb head. Do me a favor, shut your eyes during the show. I had my baby. Here's what happened. Let me go through a little
bit. Did she have the new diaper under already?
Oh yeah, she had the new diaper under, so that got ruined. And then it kept going. And it was so much shit coming out of this kid, she was hysterically laughing. Like, B, I'm upstairs on the phone. She's like, B, the shit won't stop. It won't. And I'm fucking dying. It came out for like 3 minutes, just goo. And we were waiting for the poo, like 2 days without a shit, because she's breastfeeding. So we were getting a little nervous. And then it finally came out. I mean, it came out. And he's just sitting there with his little, and I'm going to clean his asshole. Because if he's gay, I want that asshole to be nice and tight and clean for that first guy. I don't want a dirty, rubbed-out asshole because we didn't fucking wipe him right as a kid. I want a nice pink one. I want the first guy, if he's a queer, to go, what an asshole. You have a beautiful asshole.
Your parents must have really cared about your asshole.
Yeah, man, you must have.
His parents are going to be you.
Did they moisturize it around the rim?
Yeah, well, we're going to get into all this. This is basically what happened. And you've had a kid. You have two kids.
Two, yeah.
You have three or two?
Two of them.
Two of them. Yeah. And you're one of them's a lesbian.
Yeah, one of them's a lesbian, 16, and
Bobby just spit out his
that
drink.
Was like his ass, the kid's asshole.
Dude,
what?
He was so mature about it. He was like, one of them's a lesbian. And then Odie said, yeah, one of them's a lesbian, and Bobby lost his shit.
How did you lose your shit from
like
that?
Like a 13-year-old boy.
I'll tell you what made me laugh. His stupid fucking Oprah audience fucking response. Yes, one of them.
And we support her every day.
Yeah, really
quite
shit.
Political. Running for office, yes. Lesbian, part of the lesbian community.
Shit, I spit over my lamp.
Jesus.
Oh,
you got,
God.
You got coffee on my corduroys.
Why? I should light them on fire. You know the inner thigh is about to fucking ignite.
Yeah, this thing. There's a lot of heat in here.
Yeah, if you get off at 57th Street, A stop. Wow, too wordy. Backed out there of my joke because it wasn't going to work.
Dude, so, my kid's got a job and a driver's restricted license.
And
already.
A girlfriend.
And a girlfriend.
Oh, wow. How old is she?
She's going to be 17 November, so 16.
When did she come with you with that?
When she was... When she was 12, we found the note that she had written to one of her counselors that was like 18.
Oh my God.
And it shouted out, your pussy tastes like fucking caramel sauce.
The last time you let me eat your asshole.
The last time I whittled a cock in wood shop. What did the note say? It was dirty, right?
Can I shave your crotch? No, it was like, you know, I love you. And it was almost like she was looking up to her in a sense. So
she was smaller.
Yeah.
She was on her knees going.
Looking up to her in a sense between her legs. But yeah. No.
Now, what did you do when you found the note? Did you go, hey, pussy licker, come in here?
Which, by the way, can I say something? If it was an 18-year-old dude.
Hey, Lewis, yes, you can. It's called the podcast. Can I say something? Go ahead.
Mike, I don't like this Mike in my
combative
face for a reason?
With me today.
I am combative with you today. You know why?
Why?
Because I love you, man. I love you.
I'm going to push this mic away just so I can pull it back.
Real ass dude of the week. Go ahead.
What, because it was a chick that she wrote that note to, where you're almost like you didn't really care that much. Like if it was a dude, my 12-year-old daughter was writing like a note saying she was in love with some 19-year-old dude, that'd be a much bigger deal. But because it was a chick, you were like, I hope I could see some pictures.
I guess an
or
accessible dude would be, because they write a note to like fucking Bieber, who gives a shit, you know?
So you found a note to an older woman.
Why? We didn't find my ex-wife works at the school where this girl works at as a counselor. My daughter was like 12.
Did they fool around?
No.
Okay, she just loved her.
I just loved her and gave her the note, and then my ex-wife found it.
No fingers.
Well, actually, the 18-year-old gave it to my wife and ex-wife, and she was like, what do I do with this?
That's good. That was smart, man. You can get a lot of trouble with that.
Right.
Because if she starts writing notes...
Yeah, and you have a collection of them?
Oh, God, you're in trouble. You're in trouble.
Why didn't you report this is the first thing that
was
said.
So she reported it, on her, and then ate her pussy.
And then bent her over.
Well, she rubbed the note on her pussy, then gave it to them.
I have the video. It's on clitty.com. It's called Teacher.
And then my ex-wife asked me, she said, would you be upset if Sarah was gay? And I said, actually, kind of saw it coming. She had a lot of...
Why'd you see her? She shops at Hot Topics?
A lot of flannel.
Yeah, she loves bowling.
She has a shaved head.
Yeah.
Poster of Shania.
She knows how to field dress a deer.
Shania O'Connor.
She walks around with a buck knife on her hip.
Loves Modern Family.
She loves steel toe boots.
She's got Oni's haircut.
She always smells like hay.
She does have the haircut.
No, she looks like you.
No, not anymore. She looks
She's like Dad,
Justin
I learned
Bieber
it
now.
From watching you.
Yeah, you're probably right at that point.
I'm the son you never had.
Your face made your daughter a lesbian.
No, I think it was the high level of testosterone. No, that's right.
Yeah.
She's a dude.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. Is she a top or a bottom? Is she like a lady?
She's the dude.
She's the dude.
Yeah, oh, shit, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I took her on a date. Like, we had to pick up the girl.
Yeah?
And, like, she went to the door, brought the girl to the car, opened the door for her and shit.
Really?
Right, she's not only a dude, a gentleman at that.
You raised a fine young lad.
A fine young man.
That's fucking
beautiful. You raised a really fucked up daughter, but you raised a great boy.
She's a hell of a dude, man. She doesn't have a brand new girl's
great.
Heart.
And your other dude, your other daughter, other dude.
She's 14 and she's like a tall, she's taller than the other one. Looks older.
She took her mother's.
Yeah, it takes her mother. My skinny face, but her mom's.
Your face is not skinny.
Well, when I was. Yeah.
And she's straight.
It's still skinny, but with a lot of like hangy skin and fat around it.
And she's straight, or is she?
She's straight. Yeah. Yeah, she's adamant about that.
And all right, well, your kids are a little older, but here, you know, your kid, Lewis, how old is your kid now?
He'll be 6 months on the 29th.
Jesus. How old is your kid now, Eric?
8 months.
Shit.
Oh, wow, you guys are experiencing
My kid's
that.
A week and a day.
Ooh, shit.
I win. Here's the deal.
I was 18 when that happened to me.
Here's the deal.
Of course you were.
What are you in a contest? Yeah, but yours is gay. We still got a shot. No, I'm kidding.
All boys? All boys, you guys?
All boys, yeah. I'd love it if Lewis's kid was gay and fell in love with my son, but my son just fucking just let him suck his dick.
And look at his asshole.
Yeah, just fuck it. Maximus was like, come here, suck my dick.
Just made it. Just
okay. Yeah,
just he's not even like openly gay. He's like this star quarterback. He gets to live the life of a straight dude with everything.
Yeah.
But he still has my kid suck his dick all the time.
On the damn line.
Your kid's got to go back and be like, hammer fisting. But then he's like, hey, listen, Max.
Don't tell my dad.
Max, I just, listen, Max, I just sucked Eric Rivera's cock, his son's cock. And
what's your son's name?
Julian.
Did you say ah?
What?
Your kid's gonna be gay.
No. You out of your mind.
You out of your mind. I got fucking Guatemalan
blood.
You gotta
see him. He's already flirting with girls.
Is he?
Women, girls.
No, he's...
We go to the little classes.
Shut the fuck. He doesn't flirt.
He swear to God
What's
he flirts.
Flirt?
He
What's
gets
flirt?
Weird. Like, he's like usually vocal and shit, and then once like there's a pretty girl around, like he gets like he fucking pretends he's like shy and like looks at them and smiles at them. Like, what
no, he's connecting
doing?
With them on a female level.
Yeah, he's trying to find out what mascara she's wearing.
I like it. Papi, I like
it. He's going to be a little twink, too. Just a little tiny fucking...
Papi, I like mommy's lipstick. Papi, I want to change my name to Lisa.
If my kids get... I wouldn't give a shit.
You wouldn't care at all?
Not at all. If my kid... I would just want my kid to tell me. I want him to feel comfortable enough to go, Dad, I think I like dudes.
Dude, I think I like dudes.
Like it wouldn't bother you one bit. You picked this strong,
not at all.
Maximus name. Change that shit to Maxine.
What if not the kind of gay kid that you can tell he's gay? Like he didn't have to tell you by like 10.
If
he
was flamboyant.
Yeah, if he had the accent and everything, I would not.
Would you care on the level that he's gonna have a harder life?
No, he's not going to have a heart. Not in today's society. Not with me as his dad. Hang on, let me finish. Not with me and my wife as his dad, and not in today's society, and not with what I do and the people I'm friends with anyways.
Right.
Yeah, with my uncle fucking Sean and his fucking group of Irish Catholic dudes who drink beer and watch Patriots games in Boston, maybe. But with me, no. Nobody's going to give you. My family wouldn't give a shit either. Nobody cares. It's the hatred of gays and this. I know that there's been a rash of gay attacks in New York lately, but look, man, it's over. Gay guys are fine. They're on TV.
In New York, they are.
That's only in New York and
dude,
LA.
Modern Family has two gay guys that adopted an Asian baby, and it's the hit show of the world. And that's middle of America, boo.
Disgusting.
It's not the East. Really?
No, I'm kidding.
I would not give a fuck. I don't care what my kid is. Look, I don't give a shit. I was a piece of shit. A Nazi?
Nazi. Straight up, like, hates blacks and Jews. Like,
oh, he's going to be that anyways. We're hoping for that. I'm just hoping.
Some of the Boston part, right?
Yeah.
Over to Boston?
Yeah, we're hoping. No, but no. I don't, why would you care if your kid was gay? I mean, your kid is gay. But
no, but you know what's funny?
Probably wouldn't care because he doesn't have to clear that web history. Just tranny porn. Leave it on.
I like where you were going
bandana.
With it.
Here's the thing. No, not the bandana. That's not a bomb. Here's what happened with that joke. Is he fucked up. He got excited because he had a good one.
No, I didn't get excited.
Yeah, you did. I seen your eyebrows go up, you fucking cocksucker. Yeah, and a little vein in your forehead pops out when you think you got a good one. And you said you just went on a little too long.
Oh,
said,
got worried.
Yeah, you said, and then you said tranny. Gay guys don't like trannies.
Okay.
Men like trannies.
Real
straight men.
Real men.
Real ass dudes.
Real ass dudes.
Love trannies. All right? I'll fucking suck a tranny in front of my son to teach him what a man does. You pop that cox. You show her who's boss. Get that nut in your mouth.
Boy.
It's I always thought if I had a boy, I don't know how I'd react to it.
Why?
I don't know.
Why is it different?
Because the fact that my family would react to it, and I'd have to deal with them.
What do they eat, boys? What the fuck is
that?
Nah,
it's Hispanic, man. Cubans.
Yeah.
They'd be a little more... with a girl, it's kind of like they'll ignore it forever.
Hang on one second.
With a flamboyant.
Are you recording? Are you still recording?
I got cousins.
Oh, pictures. All right.
I got cousins.
Okay. All right.
I got cousins that'll come
she
out.
She is
it's
fucking
weird.
Amazing.
She's going back and forth. Yeah, it's weird.
Because I trained her well.
Hey, stop for one second, you two. We're not on a bus,
we're still
okay?
Going.
All right, don't keep going. This girl is amazing.
She
bro,
is.
You're amazing.
I agree.
Not like that.
What?
I mean, she's great.
How old is she again?
She's only, how old are you?
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Give her a fucking beer.
No, I'm not giving her a beer.
Give her some cocaine.
Well, let me before we get into all this dad shit and side stuff, and there's a lot to get into, let me just take you back.
Take me back. Do-do-do-do. Take me back.
To, and you guys have all been here. Okay, you guys all remember this.
God willing.
I would like to, first of all, I'd like to know, this is what happened to me. When I come home Friday night, I had a shit night. I had a really bad set at the Underground. I was just mad and angry, and I was under a lot of anxiety, and the whole process of the 9 months, and you know your life is about to change. It's like, let's just go. Come on. I want to get on with this next stage of life, and every day that goes by and it doesn't happen, you get stressed, and you start thinking about when it does, what the fuck, and it's just nuts. I get home, it's, you know, whatever. I have some food, we hang out, we talk, and then we go to bed. It's 2:30, and I'm like, I'm exhausted. I am swiped. I'm fucked. I'm done. She's tired. As soon as we turn the lights out, I turn my little mini iPad with the stand that I have. That's an awesome setup that I'll be talking about tech talk someday. I put on my my episode of The Glades, and and right when it my water broke. My water broke. And I flip out. I turn the light on, and there's water everywhere.
You hit her?
No, I didn't. Jesus Christ.
Did you put newspaper down?
No, she's not a dog.
Bad girl. Bad, you rolled it up.
Off the bed.
Get up.
Go to your corner.
Rub her nose in it.
Kelly finally really made me laugh.
There we go.
Kelly made me laugh.
Kelly made me laugh. Kelly made me laugh.
I'm going to write that down as the name of the podcast.
Oh, shit.
Your phone's been going off, was it?
Sorry, so she found her water broke, you freaked out, you rubbed her nose in it, you smacked her on the nose.
What happened? So, you know, all the shit goes out the window that you've learned of everything. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. We go to the hospital. We get our shit together. We put the bag together. She's still dripping water, which is disgusting because it's not water.
It's like a fluid.
It's creamy.
Yeah.
It's like Purell hand sanitizer.
So it's like a clear goo.
I'm actually getting
coconut
nauseous.
Milk.
It's a clear goo, but it's
a great smoothie base.
Yeah, like you could.
It's very Purell.
Yeah. I would say it's Purell. Purell hand sanitizer. It's that consistency.
It looks like lube's coming out her vag down her legs.
Yeah, well, I didn't look. I just saw it on the floor and on the bed. And I did just say floor.
Floor.
Did you, now, did you clean it up or you let the dogs just
I had
it?
To clean it up.
Diva, Kelby, go.
He just takes he takes a clear shit the next day. It's like an X-Men shit.
It's a shit like a jellyfish.
So, I'm cleaning it up. I'm literally because I didn't know the consistency got me. As I'm cleaning it, I saw some on her leg and on the floor. I'm like, this is fucking terrible. She's laughing. She's like, babe, just clean it. We get everything ready. We call the doctor. We go in. We go up to the hospital. We get up to the thing. They bring us into the room. They start checking her. You know, her vag.
Which, side note, by the way, only like 9% of women actually, their water breaks.
Very rare. Very rare that the water breaks, and it did break, and it doesn't mean that she goes into contraction. So all you fucking apes out there who are having a baby, thinking of having a baby, it's different for every single woman. It's not TV. The water breaks, the baby comes out 6 hours later, whatever. She went in. It's different for everybody. We went in, no contractions, very light contractions. So they sent us home. They go, all right, go home.
With no water.
No, the baby at that point is surviving off of the umbilical cord. It's not the water. It can live. I found out that the baby can live for like a couple days without the water, amniotic fluid.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that. I didn't know that either. And there's a little plug. There's a cervix that looks like a, you know, a little fucking, if you hold your hand upside down and connect the fingers, it looks like that. And inside there is a mucus plug.
The mucus plug.
And that plug pops the fuck out. When that pops out,
But here's the thing. That's not always true. Sometimes they lose a mucus plug because B lost a mucus plug at home. Sometimes the embiotic...
Is she the dog gnawing on it?
Sport! Put it down, sport.
Sport! Put the fucking mucus plug down!
And then the sac won't break, so the doctor will actually like poke it with
the
hook.
Dude, I smoked my mucus plug, dude. I put it in the joint, man. I got stoned.
Bro.
So anyway, you get to the hospital, they're like, all right, they're checking in a Jaj. They're putting the stuff on it, checking the baby's heart rate. Go home. And if it gets worse, come back. If not, be here by 2:30, then you're being checked in. So we go.
What's your travel time from your house to the hospital?
5 minutes. Okay. It's on 58th Street. We're down in the 40s.
Okay.
So it's right up the street. We could walk if we had to.
You made her walk, didn't
and
you?
And I made her walk.
No, we took a pedicab. Oh, God, it was just juice. So if you sat in a pedicab that day and it was just Purell goo on your leg.
Who's going to clean this? Who's going to clean this?
So we go home and we go back to bed. And that's it. We go back to bed. We wake up at like 12. We start getting our shit together. She's still fine. We get back up there at 2:30. They admit us, and then they come in and do a vag check, a cervix check, and it hurts her. There's like a woman.
Yeah, hands going up.
I mean, they're like, "Fuck you! I'm going up there with my hand, and I'm checking your cervix."
Yeah.
And like some blood came out, and I had to look away.
Yeah, it's fucking.
I didn't want to see any of that shit. It was just fucking gross.
Yeah, that's when it gets real, dude. It looks like some farming stuff.
Yeah, man. It's like all of a sudden, yeah, it's like some type of cattle thing, right?
It's fucked up. People come in, put a glove, go in your fucking wife's hole.
Yeah.
Now they're like, not ready. Send to some other person comes in.
Yeah, then you look at your wife's fucking pussy lips. It looks like they were punched. You ever see like a fighter after he gets a beating or something? I was trying to fucking what?
Adrian.
It looks like your wife's pussy was talking too much shit to a guy that was bigger than it.
Wow. Oh, my God. I hope that lamp falls on your head so you stop. You should say it in your head first and then say it. Raise your hand when you want to talk.
And Louis, go ahead. You have fun?
Fuck you.
Perfect. So, yeah, it...
Nurses don't always have the best bedtime manner, too.
Well, they don't. They can't. They got fucking... They know what a baby can take. They know what a vag can take. They know how the human body works. They're not going to... She needs to get up and check the cervix. She's not, because my wife hasn't been laid in 8 months because I'm a fucking pervert and rather jerk off to shemale porn. Call back, Eric.
There you go.
You were right, Eric.
And I'm not fucking...
You didn't have sex with her during the...
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I did.
It's better for the joke.
Don't worry, I fucked her.
All yeah. right. It helped yeah, with the
other,
cervix.
Any other fucking jokes you want to fucking dismantle?
No, there was no... You know what?
What, NPR?
Go ahead.
You didn't have sex... You know, it's good to have sex with your wife while she's pregnant. It opens up the cervix. It loosens the cervix. What are you doing?
Most doctors...
I can't get another soda, Bob.
Go ahead, you can.
Oh, Louis got really defensive then.
I know, he just cried.
Bob? Come on, yeah, Dad.
That was L.A. fucking.
Yeah, that's how I made a mistake, Louis.
Can I?
Changing it to Luis.
You should. Gomez.
Luis Gomez, no J.
You should say, call yourself Gomez. And
just
grow.
Like the band?
You should call yourself Gomez and just grow a mustache, and that's it. And then hang out at Home Depot. Or hang out one of those fucking canals. Nothing with the canal.
Can you give me Bob Dana, please?
Yeah, give me that.
What the fuck? I don't even know what that was. Hang out at one of the canals?
You know the reservoir thing, the canals that run in LA, the water systems that people
get.
I'll tell you what, if this show was in LA, people in LA right now are cracking the fuck up. All right, so fuck you. I'll take the bandana. But it's bullshit.
Are you thinking of Amsterdam?
No, I'm talking about the fucking LA.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
You think it's Venice Canal?
All right, listen.
Think of Niagara Falls.
Nah, we got it.
So more water things.
So we
Everglades?
Was she dilated? How far was she?
Well, she was a half a centimeter.
Oh, that's nothing.
Yeah. So then they were like, look, we're going to do this. It's called the Cervidel, which will help you. What?
The Cervidel. Sounds like a little song. No?
Give her the bomb.
You wouldn't let me.
I'm not even giving it. You know what? She doesn't even deserve the bomb dana. That's it. I'm not even giving it to her. That's how bad that one
was.
She doesn't
deserve
You know what bugs me about her? She bombs and then she tries to get cute at the end.
She did a little tap a tap.
Yeah.
No, that's what Kelly does every time. Every time she says a joke, she oversells it at the end. Right. She'll say the punch and she goes, hey, ba doo, hey, oh, ee.
What does she do?
Habado, we, oh, hey! To let everyone know they should be laughing.
Habado,
habado,
whoa, we, way.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Habado, hey, I'm killing.
Habado, oh, we, way. Habado, what the fuck is
it's
that?
It's the Australian. You know what I'm saying?
It's so addictive. I want to say it. Habado, oh, we, way. Listen to me. Habado, we, way. So we're back in the hospital. They put this thing. It's like literally, it's a piece of cloth that they wrap around this stick that they put up near the cervix.
The bumdana?
No, the fucking cervidel. And
they put the bumdana in her vagina.
Sounds like trying to unclog a toilet.
So then they
nobody's impressing Bob.
So then we they put it up there, and this thing kicks in. She goes into labor a couple hours later, and it's fucking brutal.
It's
like
intense.
My wife,
epidural or no epidural?
Well, she's getting the epidural, but she has to go into labor first before she gets the epidural. The pain, it was like I'm holding her hand. She's looking into my eyes, crying, saying, "I don't know if I can do this.
Oh my God,
I don't know if I can do it." And it's like watching somebody murder your wife in front of you, and all you can do is hold her hands while she's being murdered. That's the feeling I got. Like I wanted to do, I could not do anything except tell her to go, you know, breathe, breathe, which is. Is horseshit.
Did you rub her feet?
Here's nothing.
I rubbed her feet with lavender oil, kid. I got fucking lavender.
Nice, bro.
I brought in lavender, put it on her pillow.
I think you were raised by Oney Perez.
Or his daughter. So I was rubbing her back, and thank God the guy comes in, but the epidural. It's fucking crazy. They have to go into your spinal cord.
Of course, yeah. She's got to turn on her side, not move. Don't.
She was standing up, sitting up,
oh,
sitting up.
Yep.
She had to sit up. You can't move. She's shaking.
Did they get you out of the room, or you got to?
No,
see
I was right there.
I got to. I
got to see mine. She's like, make sure they do it right. I was like, okay. You fucking huge ass needle.
Hey, when did you get your fucking? What are you on?
Yeah, I was
what doctor are you?
He's playing pin the tail on the donkey with the doctor with the needle.
They don't even make doctor coats that small.
Dude, I was in there with my mother-in-law, and they kicked us out, and she was going bananas.
Yeah,
I want what's going on. We have to see what's going on. I didn't really. I was like, whatever. I mean, it's
whatever.
Doctors.
It's gonna probably be gay anyway.
They're doctors.
This is against tribal law.
There is no medicine man. Hey,
oh my!
Where is our shaman?
We must light a fire.
Or this kid will be gay.
You
no
are
doctors.
Uncleansed. My kid was doctor was uncleansed.
So we this guy comes in. He's kind of a good looking dude. He's a cool dude. He's putting the stuff in. This other guy's watching him. It's like I guess he was the regular doctor was kind of he was. Shadowing the regular doctor. It's like being at Bennigan's with a new waitress.
Oh, they had an intern. We had one of those. It was so uncomfortable. He's like a little kid and he's just with his clipboard writing everything down.
It says trainee. Right?
So, yeah, this guy's putting needles in my wife's spine and he's got a flare on his fucking jacket.
He's got a smiley face. Have a nice day.
So after they get it in, I'm like, oh, God, I sit down in this chair. I'm like, thank God. The guy's walking out. He looks at me. He goes, now, maybe my wife's tits hanging out. Her fucking rocky lip vag was hanging from having her cervix checked every 5 minutes. And then he looks
Jody
at me.
Foster?
He looks at me like this. He goes, Comedy Cellar?
Oh, fantastic.
I go, yeah, thanks, brother. I don't know if this is the appropriate
the
time.
Right time.
Yeah, I don't know I don't know what professional book you
You still but love now it, though.
I'm like, yeah, you can come down and get tickets as long as you don't Facebook. You saw my wife snatch at its worst state. It was fucking goofy smiling at you. Then he leaves. She goes the fuck out. Now she's done. She's chilling. She still feels the pressure and all right. that. And they come back in and check every couple hours. And it goes from that to 1 inch to 3 inches to 6 inches.
Centimeters.
It's like centimeters. Sorry. It's inches. 6 inches.
He just walked right out. I'm Maximus.
You actually, for that one, you get a free bomb without getting the baby. Nice. Yeah. Sorry, Maximus. He walks out with a sword. Shing.
Are you not entertained?
And he takes off his helmet, and the helmet looks like Dan Soder's face. So anyways, he cut, you know, he's 6 centimeters, 3 o'clock in the morning, 10 centimeters, like that. And I'm out. We've been sleeping on and off. She comes in, 10 centimeters, lights go on.
Let's get ready to rumble.
I just wanted to be like, just give me 10 minutes. Let me wake up right.
Isn't it better if it's 14 centimeters?
No, 10 centimeters. And that's it. 14, Jesus Christ.
It's called a fucking joke.
Yeah, well, I told you. Think about it in your head first.
You
and then
your
raise
up.
Your hand. I want your hand up for the rest of the show. This doctor goes, okay, let's try a practice push. She says, grab to her leg. And I'm like, oh, fuck. I wanted to go, you know what? Fuck you. You
insurance.
Do it.
Go ahead. Yeah.
I mean, I got, what kind of a SAG insurance do I have that I got to hold a leg? You know what I mean? I got no scrubs. I got nothing. This broad just walked in from eating a donut. She's fucking got her hands at my wife's pussy. What if you got donut crumbs past the glove?
She's wiping her hands on her shirt. Right?
Not that she went in past her elbow on my wife's pussy. Come out her mouth. She did a little trick. Oh, look, it's the fucking sea monster. So, I grab a leg. The other nurse grabs a leg. The doctor's down there. And she goes, all right, let's just try a practice push. And she's got her hand. And she goes, all right, 1, 2, 3. And she goes, up, up. I see the head. I feel the head. I feel the head. We're going. Like, that's, she started, like, putting her coat on quick. 20 minutes later, the kid's out.
Wow.
Kid pops out. I look down at one part.
You saw?
I saw the head, half the head.
You saw?
Half the head coming out of the vag.
Yeah, dude.
So his hair, he has hair, too.
Yeah, of course.
For anybody who's seen the photo, I saw
beautiful highlights.
I saw the hair.
He's ridiculous.
He's fabulous. He's got fabulous hair.
He came out celebrity ready.
Yeah. Little mohawk.
I think Dane fucked my wife. And I mentioned Dane for the guy that hates when I mentioned Dane.
Wait, Dane
he goes, yeah. He goes like this. He sent me an email. I thought you'd be over it by now. Go fuck yourself. Serious. I saw the head, but the hair, her, his hair and her hair were like melded.
It's all melted.
So it just looked like a hairy bump pussy. Like, it looked, it was just weird, man. It looked,
it's
and then,
the worst.
And then they pull him out and put him, I got video, man. I got the video.
Can I say?
I'll show you. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't record it coming out of the vagina. Because I don't think nobody needs it. I don't need to see that.
Yeah.
We did.
Nobody, no, you don't.
No, I'm saying we recorded. No, oh. I thought I had to see it.
Okay.
Yeah, we recorded ours.
You did.
The
coming,
first one, my sister was there. We allowed one.
That's
person.
Why she's a lesbian.
She saw my sister and was like, ooh.
No, what, you recorded
my
a
my sister was recording it, and it's
what
the
a
best.
Creep.
When they do the episiotomy. When they
I didn't cut, have that.
Yeah,
my sister's recording it. You can see the camera just fucking, like, she was passing out. And yeah, she comes back in.
Why would you?
But
your
part?
Sister passed out.
She was about to. You can see the camera.
Who passes
go
out? And she, like, that's real.
No, a episiotomy.
I know
they make
the
an
pussy.
Asshole vagina.
She wasn't ready for that. My sister's just
no,
recording.
They don't.
Yeah, when they cut
yeah,
the,
they don't cut the asshole into the vagina. They cut.
Sometimes
the vagina.
They do.
No, they don't.
They cut.
Sometimes
they
used to.
No, they don't. They do not cut.
Listen,
Doctor
Gomez, you don't fucking know for sure.
I'm positive, dude.
You have to go 14 centimeters.
Really, they cut in the asshole.
Yeah, you're the guy who just went. It's for the. They have to go 14. Right? I'm practicing my L.A. Gomez right now.
Luis.
We go 14 with tacos and El Polo Loco. Shut the fuck up, you
and
dummy.
They got through the asshole, right?
Damn
man?
Speck.
They got up to the belly button?
The belly button is where he looks from, right? When he sees outside. It's like a periscope. So anyways, they put the baby right up on her. I cut the cord, not a big deal, because they kind of prep it where it looks like calamari. You know, it's just like squid.
It's tough meat, though.
No, not at all. Yours was, because it's a real ass dude.
It's a real ass yeah.
Had muscles in it.
Yeah, muscles in the cord.
Real ass umbilical.
Mine was easy. It was no, I just cut it and it was done.
Nice.
And then, you know, they put the kid up there and it was just fucking crazy. But here, she was shocked. You're shocked. You want to be like, oh my God, it's my boy. But you're like, what the fuck is happening? You're saying the words, holy shit, we had a baby, we did it. It's but you're really thinking like, what the fuck is going on?
Why did we do this?
What do?
Why would we ever do
what
this?
What do we do?
I fucked up.
That's a real fucking
life. It's gonna live for a long time, unlike a Shih Tzu that dies after 12 years.
Is it too late? Is it too late?
Who wants this? Oh man. And then it got real.
Did you cry?
I cried, yeah.
Yeah?
Yes, I did.
It's very emotional. Well, your kid's gay, so you cry for different reasons.
Yeah, no.
You only cry when you see garbage. Like the Indian commercial with the garbage? Fuck all of you! That was a great joke!
It was a long pose.
You said litter.
No, garbage is funny. Litter is funny, too. But fuck you. I want to vote. Anybody listening to this goddamn podcast, I want you to look at what this fucking cocksucker looks like.
Nobody knew you were. It was a reference to him being Indian. Nobody
he
knew that.
Spoke and then I said it. I called him an Indian. Every
I think it's because you used the word garbage. Trash would have been good.
Fuck everybody. That was a brilliant joke. Ro, she's 12. Daughter, she's not going to know the commercial.
Ro knows everything. You shut your face.
She does. How many buttons do you have on your shorts? It takes you 18 minutes to pee.
It's like
Rosa's shorts had an episiotomy.
They got it to the belly button.
The belly button asshole.
Episiotomy.
Her father gave her those shorts because nobody's that patient to get that to get down her pants.
No one will fuck my daughter now.
Yeah, fuck
those
this.
Chastity shorts.
It's 80, the steel.
It's 87 buttons.
That thing's got a flap on the back.
And a code.
It's just not worth it.
She's wearing the pea coat of shorts. All right, anyways. So...
Can you just tell what is an episiotomy?
They cut the puss.
Bottom of your snatch, they cut. Not all the
Why
way to the
Why did
asshole.
I cut it?
Just to give the baby a little more room to come out.
Yeah, so we didn't have to do that.
Kelly, he's going to tear it.
That's not practice anymore. Normally they let it tear.
No. They do practice that. So
how do you know? We've all had children.
I remember my mom telling me about how.
Yeah, that was in the 50s. Yeah.
Your mom is a huge pussy.
And that was in Australia, too, when they just did it in the dirt near a kangaroo shit pile. I think it's coming. It's right now. Take out your knife, Gary. Put down the crocodile.
You call that an episiotomy?
Get the croc tooth scissors. They just sealed up your vag with Vegemite, let it dry in the sun, like your houses.
It's all yeast.
So, yeah, she didn't need that. The baby came out. She was fine. Didn't she? Little slight whatever. She had to get some stitches. Very small.
Sure.
Not bad. But you know, Eric's freaking me out, telling me fucking junk's going to be falling out of my wife's vag for the next week. Well, that's bullshit.
We had her placenta broke.
Yeah, mine didn't.
So little pieces were coming
out. Yeah, well,
out.
You didn't forgot to tell me that. Okay. You said that, dude, wait, pieces of the placenta is going to be falling out on the floor at your apartment. You're going to have to clean it up. Go fuck yourself. That was a lie.
I told you.
First of all, wake up, fuckface. Have a Coke and a smile because I'm sick of your shit low energy. How's that?
I'm tired. I got kids.
I got a fucking kid. He's got a kid. He's got two. One's a lesbo. We got a kid holding an iPad in here.
I'm emotionally drained.
We got fucking dead womb over here. Wants a kid.
Club tit.
Yeah, she's got fucking, she's got a Weston Town womb.
That was
she's
exactly fucking, what I was going HBO.
Yeah, she's got tumbleweeds flying through her fucking uterus.
My barren uterus. Yay.
Her belly button's dead.
Oh, man. I'm excited to have babies, but after I babysat little James, who I love
he
dearly.
He hated you.
I was like, I am no rush at all. This is like the biggest decision anyone could ever make. An hour and 45 minutes, he cried in my arms.
Yeah, well, just you shouldn't have been doing your act for him.
I thought it would put him to sleep.
She's uploading videos.
Kelly is on fire. Kelly's on fire.
Don't stamp your feet, you fucking ape. What'd I tell you?
How can Kelly possibly be on fire?
Just use your hands, stupid.
No.
Like the rest of us. Nobody has this. The whole house shakes when you stamp your fucking fat foot.
Nobody's ever said the words Kelly's on fire before. He just ruined it.
Well, what are you going to do?
I said a few times.
I wish you fucking your house was on fire.
With my baby in it?
No, I wish your baby out of it. I like your baby. Big-eyed,
he's
fucking
cute.
Sexy son of a bitch. He's cute. Not as cute as my kid, but cute. Kelly, do you have a picture? Oh, let's do a kid. Let's do a kid thing.
We're
right
doing
now.
Kid off.
We're doing a kid off. Pull your
kid
kids
off.
Out.
Pull your kids' dicks out.
Pull your no, not a dick thing. Your kid, my kid.
My oldest has one.
Did you get your circumcised, Bob?
Of course I did.
Mine's
did
not.
Did you?
Yes.
Did they do it at the hospital?
Yeah. Wait, who's judging this? Pop it off.
Who's really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm never gonna do that.
Who's judging this?
No. How about this? She doesn't know what our kids look like. Ro, why don't we all mix up our phones and we'll show Ro an unbiased.
Mine will
we'll
be the one with the hoodie.
Onis is the
flannel and
Louis is the one with a teardrop tattoo coming down his face.
Onis is the one with big shoulders and a fucking Sarah McLachlan CD.
And Eric's just look fabulous because he's so beautiful. Like, all right, do you want to do that?
Eric looks like any member of Menudo.
What's Menudo?
Come on, nothing.
Nah, no one is Menudo.
Did she say who's Menudo? So Bob, Ricky Martin came
Bob,
out.
Bob, stop
of.
Trying to find the cutest picture of your kid.
I got the cutest picture right here.
All right,
let's do it.
Is that what we're doing?
We're doing a kid off right now.
She doesn't know what our kids
we're having
like.
Kelly and Ro are
well,
going to.
No. Kelly's biased. Fuck this. Kelly can't be.
Kelly's not biased. Ro, we're going to have the two women in the fucking room. Do you need? You can't just have Ro. You need another woman. They need to discuss.
Fine, Eric. All right.
All right, we ready to do this?
All right, ready? I got my kid.
All right,
ready?
All right.
Who gets him first, Kelly?
No, they both get it. Ro, get on a microphone. Eric, move to the couch.
Ro, get those sweet.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. We're going to have a kid off. The cutest fucking kid. Now, eyes open, eyes shut. Does it matter?
It doesn't matter. I don't think it matters.
Wait, for the baby?
Yeah, for the baby. All right, let's go. Come on, get your photo, Eric.
All right, I'm ready to go.
Get your stupid fucking hip case.
Are we doing newborn
case.
Photos? What are we doing?
I'm ready to go. Here
I'm
we go.
Ready to go.
All right, ready?
I thought we were concealing which phone it was so I wouldn't know who's the father.
No, you're going to know because it
this
looks like I should be 21 year old.
No, I mean, it's hard to tell when they're
listen,
young.
Listen. This isn't a real game show.
Here's a picture of my daughter.
Daughter looks generous. Like, your daughter looks like Billy Burr. Oh.
Dad, what do you mean, Dad? You're fat. I get red hair, dude.
All right, here we go. Ready? Let's go.
All right. I'm ready.
Let's go.
I'm
give you, for you. Give it. Need... Give it to the girls.
You doing it as well? No, there it is. Look at it.
Oh, okay. So Eric's cute. Child has got the biggest blue. He's got the biggest eyes, and right. His hair is amazing.
Oh, he's right. So cute. Woke up from a nap.
Yep.
Hang on. Turn around a bit more to me, a bit more.
Right.
Oh my God. Oh,
but are you? Wait a minute. Not a photo now. When it was a baby.
Oh, you want a baby? Okay.
Baby. Yeah. Yeah. You're fucking
now.
Cheating. Yeah. No. He's got features, motherfucker. Oh, this cocksucker. You use features, man.
What? How old?
We're talking a couple a month or so. You know, when it was born.
I gotta pull back.
Yeah, you gotta pull back. You had features. His eyes were open.
I mean, Bob. All right. I mean, you want to do this?
I can't play that game.
All right. Relax.
I'm out of the game.
I'm gonna do. How about we'll do the newborn photo?
Newborn photo. Newborn photo. Eric,
day
you
old.
Lose.
No, I'm in. A day old.
All right. Yeah, but you're gonna lose.
You're
right.
A day old.
I seen your
Eric?
Kid.
Let me say.
Fucking still adorable.
Wait, I want to make sure it's his kid. He might
it
be using like the photo from.
Oh, he's got a little monkey. Nose.
Okay, let me see.
Little rosy cheeks.
Okay, Louis, go.
Look all right,
let me see
hair.
That photo. Let me see that photo. Louis, come on.
Him a day old. Okay. That's right out the womb.
Eric's baby's pretty.
Got a ton of hair. I'm going to talk about this.
All right, look at Eric's baby. Pretty cute, right?
Let me see.
Yeah,
look
all right.
At his top lip.
If you like rashes, go ahead.
Okay, ready?
If you like baby this rash is, on the face.
This
is got bed bugs already.
15 minutes old.
All right, go ahead. Go, 15 go.
Minutes.
Not you know don't say hey don't say what is it?
Are you laughing because he looks
like
funny?
An alien?
Oh, that's not that's not a good adjective.
Show it a few days old. Get out of the room. It's
okay.
Scary.
Here, here,
what
ready?
Is he,
ever, here's my kid. Ready?
That's
here we go. Go. There's my kid.
Aw, if I say that he's not the cutest, will I lose my job?
No, you don't.
Okay. Well, he is really cute.
All right, hold on. You know what?
No, that's it. No, that's the photo. You chose your photo. That's it.
He's gentle. He's sleeping ever so gracefully.
Kelly. No, don't.
No. No photos. He's done.
On his wife's boob, though.
That's
an hour old.
That's bullshit. Get that out.
Let's go. Hold on.
That's get out. Get out.
Hold on.
Get out.
Bob. That kid's out the running.
You can't do two photos.
How old is your kid in that photo, Bob?
Fucking, I don't, he's a
week. How old? A week? Guess what, Bob? This is an hour.
That's an hour, too.
I would. He had pussy mucus on his head when I showed him that photo.
Dude, first of all, that's not fair to do two photos. Kelly.
And I gave you a little
tit. Oh, let me see. Looks exactly like my wife's tit.
That's an hour.
What'd you
old.
Do, you fuck?
Just dropped my water.
Is it leaking?
No, it's closed.
Oh.
Come
let
on,
me see.
Bob.
Okay.
Your wife's boob looks like an alien. Why are all those fucking veins? Jesus Christ. Here you go. All right. All right. Let's go.
You
right.
choose.
Based one more picture? Can we see one more picture?
You want, okay. Yeah. I'll give you one more picture. Ready?
I will say, though, the cuteness.
Because you guys
also...
both got two. You cheated with features.
Well, I didn't know.
And you cheated with tits.
Very cute baby, though. Oh, my God. Can I see?
No, no, no. No. Stop showing photos.
He's wearing a Yankees hat.
Listen.
That's so cute.
That's bullshit, Ro. I
first
got
the
of
cheeks
all,
of an angel.
I want to erase that from the jury.
Angel, not Ro. Alien. Listen. Angel.
No, that's.
Oh, This is cute.
That's
the
bullshit.
Eyebrows.
That's
the
bullshit.
Eyebrows.
Bullshit.
He looks
that's
concerned.
Bullshit. Yeah, it looks good. Look at his eyes. Look at his fucking eyes. Are huge.
So wait, the next picture, no features. Is what you're saying?
This is bullshit. I'm showing one photo. I'm sticking
no,
by the rules.
No, I want to see another
photo. No, because I'm. Listen, stop. Tell
oh,
him to stop.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute.
Show one more picture. You're getting kicked out of the fucking show. You'll never
He's
be on the show.
On.
Put that... the Ro, get the fuck out of here, Ro. You're a fucking piece of shit, Ro. Beat it. Kelly, you're making the decision. Kelly, you're done, Ro.
Can
no,
I see one more
you
picture?
No. Fuck you, Ro. You don't play by the rules.
I can't look.
You're easily swayed. You're like the chick the mob gets and they get to you. It's not happening.
You got no fear.
You got Puerto Rican.
I'm trying not to look, but he's putting in my face.
Kelly's not looking. Look at Ro. Kelly, you're making diplomatic. The decision. You're making the decision.
Every photo, you can tell the kid's personality from his photo.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
all right, no, we don't. Explain.
Okay, well, with Lewis's baby, who's very cute, he's still like he looked like he was, you know.
But
you know, he looks. Yeah,
she's I can't
out,
look.
You
I
can show it. She's out of the
she's
game.
Out of the game.
You know, you looks, tainted the witness.
Yeah, Kelly, no,
you
no.
tainted no, the witness.
Yeah, but listen,
Kelly
James
is a stupid
bitch.
He
looks so jolly. He looks so jolly.
And, Jesus Christ, Lewis.
And she's gonna fucking just go for you no matter what.
You just showed Ro a fucking featurette
album.
Of your kid. Go fuck yourself.
You
and this
him
kid,
headshots.
This kid did an 8-month fucking in the crib looking up a mall photo.
No, that was at home.
This kid's reading.
Your kid fucking knows your name, asshole.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, my kid goes.
He showed a picture of your kid driving a car.
Listen, Kelly,
with Lewis's photo, he's already eyes are open. He's grabbing at tits. He just looks already like a pain in the ass.
Like a pervert.
You know what I mean?
Kelly,
yeah.
Shut
like
Lewis. Let her fucking speak.
It's infuriating.
It's
stop. It
through.
Doesn't matter if it's infuriating. It's her time to fucking talk. Shut your face,
away,
Kelly. Go
away.
Ahead.
Eric's baby was really cute, but he was asleep, so I wasn't getting any of who he was.
Right.
You know what I mean? As a toddler, though, I mean, dude. Come on, pretty cute.
Well, we
Yours
don't know. Yeah,
was kind of awake, had his little thumb in his mouth,
right?
And he's, you know, looks like he should be dressed in Ed Hardy because that hair is amazing. I don't know, man. I've seen Max a lot as a newborn.
Oh, she's seen him in person. That doesn't count. She hasn't seen ours in person.
She's seen his.
She didn't see mine in person.
Kelly, nah, then you can see yours. Yours
biased twat bag.
Go. Shut up, Lewis. Go ahead, pick it.
From the photos that
pick
I saw
it.
Today,
pick it.
I think Max is pretty
good. Boom! Max is on fire! Max is on fire! My kids... All right,
know.
I'm gonna let Ro speak right now. Now know this: she saw one photo of mine. She
I'd
saw
like to see another.
Yeah, she
no,
wants
you
see
don't, because I'm a I play by the rules, Ro. I don't know if you know me, but you know what I have: integrity, honor. All right, strength.
I don't know, Lewis, this sounds rigged.
It's the hair. Look, no, so, Lewis, I know
and
you're
I throw
mad.
The rule book out the window.
He's,
so you know what,
Lewis, sounds I know you're rigged. Mad. It's Max's hair that put him over the line. That hair is freaking amazing.
I don't remember the hair. I have to see it again.
I'll show
He's got
her
amazing
let me show
hair.
Her.
It's got highlights. He's an hour old.
Let me show it.
Yeah. Natural highlights.
You've got to see this
rare.
One, though.
Even
this
Eric,
one's
Eric you notice his hair.
He keeps showing me pictures. I know it's cute. I saw it. He's the jolliest baby I've ever seen in my life.
He's jolly.
He's just happy to be there.
Eric.
He's jolly, except when I'm holding him and he cries. For an hour and 45 minutes.
There you go. Show her that one.
Did I hope it's a picture of your dick? You're not funny if it's not a picture of your dick.
Oh, and he's got his hand in his head.
Let me
so
see.
Cute.
Don't show him. Don't show him.
That kid's ready for Abercrombie.
Oh, you want to see the hair? I got to show the hair. Give me the hair. I just wanted to see
little
the hair.
Nip.
Right? Let me see that.
Ro, just make your decision.
No,
I'm really afraid.
Don't be afraid, Ro. All
right, this is a better one for the. That's a better one for the hair.
Kelly, you.
Kelly's got pictures of your kid. No, this is
he sent it to us.
Fucking
he sent it to us.
You got them too.
This is a nice picture.
You disqualified
right here.
The one
that's
girl.
My problem. That's my
all right,
problem,
go.
Bobby.
Let's
your
go.
Kelly's
not
a real
girl. Kelly, all right, we're gonna have.
She's not a real
girl.
I'm gonna say one thing.
Go.
As
yes.
a newborn, he's your son's the best looking as a newborn.
Boom. Newborn.
As a newborn. Thank you.
And that's all I have to play with because I have a newborn. So fuck it and fuck you.
So when you were adorable children,
yeah.
As 6 and 8 months,
you pick pictures with eyes open. You didn't even give me eyes, dude.
First of all, your kid He had a rash. Listen.
Wow. All I know is I wouldn't let my kid touch your kid.
Yeah. My kid wouldn't be able to go to New York because he's a newborn. And I don't, and Lewis's fucking kid.
Just put your kid in a fucking a vat of Purell. Yeah,
Lewis's kid, it looks like they found him on the side of the road in Nevada near the black mailbox. That's the Area 51. That's a joke for the fucking nerds out there. Listen, man, my kid is the most normal looking kid. I mean, your kid.
What do you mean normal?
Your kid looks like he was born with a panther in a fucking hole in Guatemala. No. Your kid's gonna be pointing at a fucking bus. Honda Zeta, Honka, Heta, Heta, Unta.
Send your kid to giant bird's nest on a river.
You wouldn't be able to tell. The kid's very fair skinned.
Your kid, your kid. Listen, man, your kid's a good looking kid now. But we don't know. We don't know what's gonna roll out. But
My experience with babies is that
What are they called?
Babies.
Yes.
The cuter the newborn, the more ugly the toddler. Yeah. I've found.
No, Bob. No.
Ugly newborn.
She's trying to play it like she's a real ass chick. Like she's gonna say that your kid's gonna be eventually an ugly toddler.
Yeah. I'm going to tell Dawn you said that.
It's some fake shit.
I'm going to tell Dawn she said that.
Tell Dawn she said that. Yeah. And we also saw through your transparent bullshit act. So it's a double negative.
What? What?
Double negative.
Lewis, no big words. Against.
Those things don't.
That's bullshit.
He has a tie on for Christ's sake.
Yeah, his hair looks like a hat.
Looks like a mop.
I mean, don't be mad at hair.
Let me see. Well, I am. Yeah, Eric's got a cute kid.
Fucking kid.
He's got a cute kid.
Like
but
a
yeah, because
Freddie Prince.
But that your girl is hot. Your girl's a sexy girl.
I don't get no credit on that.
Nah, you don't, dude. If you're a kid,
you got good hair though. He's got the hair.
You got jelly.
This kid should be sold.
He's fucking cute, dude.
Your kid's an asshole. I love your kid. What a fucking dickhead. He's just like, yeah. He's ruining the party just like you do. Yep. Just making noise and being goofy.
Kid's already drunk.
Yeah, take this fucking phone. All right, so my kid wins. All right?
For now.
All right.
She's saying he's going to ugly up and toddler.
We'll see.
What do you think? Whose kid do you think won?
You, Bobby's.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you think my kid's the cutest?
That's very cute.
I think all three of your babies look Puerto Rican.
His eyes sparkle.
Oh, God. I could have done that in fucking Photoshop. Let me see. His eyes sparkle because he's from another planet.
His eyes sparkle because he's high. Yeah. They're glassy.
His eyes are too big for his fucking... The eyes...
He'll grow into it, though. It's going to all like...
He can actually see people coming up behind him.
He's a flounder.
He sees like a fly. He just sees 1,000 images.
He can see through fucking steel.
He's like a demon baby with the big eyes.
Yeah, the reason why he's smiling, he's going to see your coochie through your pants. His eyes are too big. Fucking Christ. Oh, my God. Look at the size. Oh, that's a cute. You fucked up and you showed him that. Oh, you dummy. You're a dummy.
I didn't show him this. These are a nice
That one?
The goofy one? The goofy face?
Yeah, that one's a good
that's
one.
That's unbelievable.
That one? Look at that one.
Dude, show
you fucked up. You know, but you, no, because the game's over. Anyways.
He's fine. Look for dick pics.
Sit down. I don't want to see his fucking gray Puerto Rican dick.
He showed me his balls the other day.
He's got a Yankee cock. Listen, here we go.
A picture of your
balls. I want to go back. Listen, all right, shut up. Here we go. First of all, here's your phone. First of all, Kelly, do some ads.
Tweaked Audio. So if you want to get a great deal on headphones, go to tweakedaudio.com. Type in the code word DUDE for free shipping and 33% off. Bobby, you bought some Tweaked Audio headphones.
A lot of fans have bought them.
They tweet all the time. It's great.
They tweet them all the time. They're good. They're not Bose. They're not the most expensive headphones.
They're inexpensive.
Yeah, they're like $23 for a pair.
For the value-wise, they're way better than Bose or better than Beats or any of these other things.
They're better than Apple ones.
I had Beats and I had three sets of Beats and... Yeah. Working out with them, the sweat got in them, and they broke them. Fucking $180 headphones. My tweaked audio phones still working, still good.
Man,
and
I work because you don't work out because you don't sweat in them, fatso.
But I am trying to make. Lewis.
Lewis failed. Lewis failed. That was the first.
Wow. He didn't fail. He just gave up.
Wow.
I've never seen him give up before.
I was going to say, I make Rocky candy with them. I hang them in some water with some
sugar. Anyways, hang on one second.
It's too complicated of a joke.
Here you go. That's not even a joke. That's a statement.
I really love rock candy.
So anyways, Yeah, so go to tweakedaudio.com, use the code word dude, and you get free shipping and 33 motherfucking fucking percent off. 33 fucking percent off. Go to amazon.com on the Riotcast/YKWD page. Go to our page on Riotcast, and when you buy something off the internet, use our link, Amazon link, or use the, it's anything you buy. Just buy from our link. We make money. They make money. You support the show. And also gamefly.com/YKWD. Go to that link. Go to that page, that address. Join up for 2 free weeks from us. That's the Netflix of gaming.
2 games for 15 days.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yep. So make sure you check it out. And all you guys have donated, thank you so fucking much. You guys are great. You've donated a lot. Kelly, you know, of course, Heather Graves. She sent me fucking diapers, man.
Oh, did she?
She's awesome.
Oh, God.
Love Heather. So she's going to be at the show in Comics and Foxwoods, which now you can promote.
Oh, great. So Comics, Foxwoods, Lewis. Well, me and Bobby at Foxwoods Casino in Connecticut.
You'll never get a job in commercials.
Let me speak.
It's just
let
like,
me Kelly, go. Will you stick up for yourself for once on this fucking show?
I'm just telling him. I
Lewis is still mad about the judging.
I don't even want to go to the show now because she's saying it.
Oh, God.
And I'm on.
Well, your wish is fucking granted.
Oni's on.
Oni is on. Goodbye.
You're so much more fun than Lewis. So it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, June 27th, 28th, 29th. And then we're doing a nasty show, which Lewis is hosting on the Saturday night late show. And
we
want to. So if you want to go, please buy your tickets now because we want to. We're still not sure if we're going to do a podcast while we're up there. So if we see that, well, you know, one of the shows is sort of full and pre-sold, we'll do a show.
Yeah, we might do one up there. We're going to try to do it. If we don't, we don't. We'll be
do
hanging
in my hotel room.
We'll be shut. No, I decide where we do the thing. I it's my show.
So you want fans coming to your hotel room?
So we'll do it in your hotel room. Yeah, exactly. So you don't get, you're sharing one with Kelly.
No, I'm not. Am I?
I'm kidding. Yeah. I'm kidding. No, you're not. No, you're not.
Gotta watch.
Are we?
All right. So I want to thank people who have donated to the show. Please, Kevin St. Louis, Heather Graves, Douglas Maloney.
Oh, he's great. I love Doug.
Noel Baruso. Mm. How do you know Doug?
Because he tweets a lot.
Oh,
yeah, he tweets. That's a good guy. He listens to Hammer Fisting as well.
Okay, great. And Noel Baruso, you guys have really... Noel, you're crazy. You're unbelievable. Love you. Heather, Kevin, Douglas, Jordan. You guys are awesome. Appreciate those funds. Go to the show. Some of it goes to Kelly for all the shit she does. She buys a lot of shit for the show, and we get to repay her. You guys really, it helps out. Everything we have here is from those donations. So you guys are awesome.
Rose buttons.
What?
I said rose buttons. We use money for rose buttons.
Yeah.
So you just assume it's not going to be fine.
Yeah. Well, no, it wasn't. But it was.
It's not.
Sometimes you have to explain. So thank you so much for all your donations. You guys are awesome. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and like our page.
Mm-hmm.
On Facebook.
Facebook, YKWD Podcast.
Everything's on there. And if you're following us personally, follow us on YKWD Podcast, at YKWD Podcast.
At Twitter. And also in the videos on YouTube, follow Rabbit Kelly at RK Live app. What are you readjusting your gut in front of me?
I did.
A little bully.
I did. I just had to fix my stomach.
Yeah.
Because my belt is literally cutting. I'm stabbing myself.
Do you have any episiotomy now?
I tuck my stomach
what is it called?
Into my jeans.
Episiotomy.
I know. You stuck your.
I stuck my stomach into my jeans so my stomach wouldn't come over my jeans.
I wear pregnancy pants.
The elastic on the top, the yoga pants.
I need rose fucking girdle jeans.
Why do you think I wear them?
Keeps Why? Everything. You're not fat.
My mom thinks she's tired.
Your mom? I'm going to let Kelly take this
How hot
one.
Is your mom?
Jesus.
Mom said
the popular chick.
My mom you're said very, I dropped you're, 10 pounds.
You're very fat, Ro. Rotum. You're very, you know, you're not like you were last summer on the boat. This year, you're a little fat and pale. You should get some sun and stop
she's
eating.
She's very tan. She's
is
naturally
she?
Dark.
Really?
My dad's the pale one.
Is she black?
No.
Oh.
Wish.
Yo, Ro.
Bro, listen to me. You got to stop eating the fucking the Swizzlers.
I hope she listens to this because right. She says 10 pounds I need.
You need to lose 10 pounds? Cut off a tit.
Just tell her to look younger.
Hey, Mom.
She looks very young.
Yeah,
does your,
younger
don't let
me.
Your
can
mom.
I see, can I see a picture of your mom?
I don't have any pictures
listen,
of her.
First,
I take pictures.
First of all.
But people think that she's in her early 40s when she's in her mid-50s.
She's not allowed to take pictures? What is she? In
no,
the
she doesn't like taking pictures.
She's the witness protected program. I can't even say it because somebody stepped on it.
She's an attractive woman.
All right, listen to me, Ro. Your parents don't listen to the show, right?
No.
Thank God. Want to hear us trashing you about your fucking weird shorts?
They pay for it. It's their problem.
You have German fucking shirts. You do.
Those are Lederhosen?
Yeah. I was fucking seconds away from saying it, but I knew I fucked up the thing. I said German shirts, and I was Lederhosen was fucking coming out next, you cocksucking.
That was an LEUP. He helped you.
These are German looking?
Yeah, those
your
are,
whole
yeah.
style sucks.
What like, the fuck?
Excuse me.
Jesus Christ, bro.
Wait a second. And you're wearing this American flag shirt that like someone wears the Jersey Shore.
Oh.
Okay.
Skygraphics.com.
You just got fucking smashed by an intern.
Let me tell you.
Yeah, deal with that situation.
Listen, you are
I have great style.
Bro, listen, you do. Hold on, time
Thank
out.
You.
Oh, you're back
you.
Up. You're not a real ass
time
dude. A real no, ass dude wouldn't yeah, take
step
this.
Up. Let me tell you.
Step up, Lewis.
I'm telling you, whatever.
All right, stop screaming. Can you do it without screaming?
You are very
We lose listeners because of you.
This is the fashion that's going on right now. It's these high fucking crotch pants and these shorts, and it's all like this weird.
Lewis sounds like an old guy. The fashion now is this.
Yeah.
You just see other people on the streets literally dressed like homeless people. I'm like the in between.
No, you're rocking it, the style, but the style sucks. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're hotter than this. If you're wearing, like, low-cut shorts, that's way hotter than
I
these
I was going to wear them, but then I decided not to.
Under your fucking tit shorts.
I don't.
First of all,
listen.
There's some space between.
No, those are cool.
Give me some credit.
You have bulletproof shorts on.
I like them.
Like, it's very fashion. I get that. It's in.
It's in. It's very
but
in.
You're fucking, like, that's what guys, we don't want to see that. Or Oni's daughter doesn't want to see it either. Guys and Oni's daughter don't want to
what
see
What do guys like, then?
We don't like the gunt.
No. Guy, can I say something? Guys don't want it to take 37 minutes to get to in your pants.
Well, it's not going to happen for anyone.
We like, I mean, I don't know.
What, you just want me to wear like a tank top and shorts that like
I want
half
you to,
an ass
listen,
cheek?
I want you to wear a dress that goes down to your ankles every day.
Oh, no. I was going to wear a dress, but it was inappropriate.
You should wear a sundress.
Sundress is
it was
really
not
hot.
Appropriate.
Why is it not appropriate?
Because it was strapless and it was like falling down. And
it's like a tube top?
Kind of.
Don't ever listen to me. Don't ever come here with the tube top. I have a fucked up urge that any girl that wears a tube top, I want to just pull it down just to see the tips pop out.
No, I would never.
Even with my wife in public, she wears one, I just want to whip her tits out.
Bobby has an urge to sexually assault you. That's what he's saying.
My roommate told me not to wear the dress because I get.
Can you not say that?
Talk about my boobs the whole time. But
yeah, no.
Regardless, it still happens.
I like that you attack Lewis. You didn't even fucking. You didn't. We just fucking attacked him. That's what Kelly should do. Kelly just backs off.
I attack him plenty.
No, you don't.
Yes, best friend alert over here.
Oh, they're best friends.
I love her.
Yeah. Really?
Best friend
my
alert.
Brother.
Like how?
Like I want to jerk off on her while she sleeps.
Oh,
dude,
Lewis,
do you know who her father
too.
Is?
No, she wouldn't say his name, but I think it's Chuck Norris.
God forbid, Ginger.
I hope it's Chuck Norris.
Anyways.
He's the booker for Comedy Central.
So anyways, we all have kids, except for the two women here. And I mean, did your all right, I want to go through you guys. Did your wife's water break?
No, it started trickling, but she had
it was sangria.
She had a lot of fluid, so they had to actually go with the little stick and pop it out.
Really?
Yeah.
Pop the if you guys high five one more time, you're fired. You fucking queers.
White people love high five.
No, I'm not white. I don't like queers high fiving because he said a mediocre joke. Get your shit together, bro.
I like sangria though.
I have more fucking respect for you than that. So they had to stick a stick in your wife's vagina
and break the water.
Really? And then what happened?
And then we were in labor for a while.
Really? How long?
27 hours in total.
Wow.
Yeah.
But was she feeling pain the whole time?
In the beginning, it's weird because they kept asking, like, 1 to 10, how's it feeling? She's like, I've never had this pain, so I don't fucking know. She's like, I think it's a 7. And then once the labor started happening, she's like, oh, no, that was not a 7.
That
this
was a 3.
Yeah, she's like, this hurts. I was like, all right.
And that was, she was in it for 27
hours.
Oh, shit. Guess who's calling? The great Colin Quinn.
Oh,
yeah. Colin, you're, I'm actually on the podcast right now with Eric Rivera. Oni Perez, Luis J. Gomez, Kelly Festuca, and the intern Roe.
Can you just say who wants?
And who's the last one?
Rotem, the intern. Remember, I wanted her to intern for you, but you didn't need anyone.
Oh, that's right.
Do you need anybody?
I don't know.
You want to meet her?
But,
on the spot.
I just met her.
What's up, buddy?
Nothing. Is this your Puerto Rican Day Parade special?
You know what? Quinn. I didn't even think of that. I didn't even think of it, but no, they all have kids.
Yeah, of course they
but,
do.
But that's the same thing as a Puerto Rican Day Parade.
Holy shit, there's a dog fight.
Are you making another Puerto Rican Day Parade reference?
You hear that dog fight go on? I know.
Yeah, but it was it a Shih Tzu against the Silky Terrier? What was it?
Hey, that wasn't bad. You're pretty good at dog interpretation.
Thank you.
All right, I'll let you guys get back to your business.
All right. Okay.
All right.
All right, buddy. I love you.
I love you. See you later, guys.
Okay, bye.
What is that?
Hello? Hello?
Hey.
Jim, you're on the YKWD podcast with Luis J. Gomez, Oni Perez, Eric Rivera, Kelly Festuca, and a girl you know who's an intern over here one day a week, Rotem.
Rotem, what's going on?
How are you, Jim?
Who's that?
I'm doing well. I thought you were working with us today.
No, I do Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Oh. All right. Everything going well, guys?
Yes.
It's my manager, Jim Serpico.
Oh.
Yeah, you're freaking everybody out because you're on the other side of the business.
I didn't know what Jim it was.
Well, I don't know what a manager is.
have you ever heard of me, Jim?
Have you ever heard... Jim, Serp, have you ever heard... let me just go through the list. I'm going to say their names, and you tell me if you've seen their comedy or you know who they are. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Eric Rivera.
No.
Wow.
Okay. Oni Perez.
Heard of him.
You have?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Luis J.
Think, but, no, I'm only kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm only kidding. I haven't heard of him.
All right. Luis J. Gomez.
Yes. Heard of him, of course.
Yeah. Have you seen his comedy?
No, I have not.
Have you heard anything about his comedy?
I heard it was very good.
Yeah.
That's really great.
Now, Jim, are you lying to be nice?
No, absolutely. I'm not nice. You know that.
He's not. How's Rotem working out over there?
Very interesting.
Dumb
oh,
pants.
Oh, boy. It's the pants, isn't it?
What do you think of her pants?
We've been giving her shit about her fucking bulletproof short pants.
What does it mean, interesting?
She's doing great with us, actually.
Yeah, she's great.
She really screens the phone calls.
Really what?
Screen the phone calls.
That's Hollywood code for you have nice boobs.
Hang on, this is the boss of Apostle right here.
I reckon that's means
you answer the phones.
Not all the time, sometimes.
But you answer the phones. Can you please just give us how you answer the phones? I'm going to call, and you just say hello, Apostle. Ready? Or whatever you say. Ready?
Can I be the phone?
No, you're not the phone, Eric.
Ring,
I mean,
ring,
for Louis. All right, ready? Ring, ring.
I could have done it better.
Apostle.
That's it? Yeah, right.
I don't answer the phone all the time, though.
Right.
There's shifts.
All right.
He's already upset at the way she answered.
Yeah, I think she fucked up on the phone.
Yeah, Jim would fire, but he's not paying her, so.
She hung up on someone.
All right, buddy. What's going on? How's your son?
He's hanging in.
Good.
He's got 4 more weeks of the cast.
This son of a bitch. We play sex. I play Xbox.
Whoa!
Hang on, Jesus.
Relax. We play Xbox together. His son beats the shit out of me in Call of Duty all the time, and it aggravates the fuck out of me because I'm really good at the game. But his son is just that much better.
How old is he?
How old is your son?
It's gonna be 13 next month.
Huh. Oh yeah. Fuck that. You can't beat a kid like that.
Fuck off, Arnie. You don't know this kid. You don't know this kid.
He's just trying to get signed. Let him be.
I got two kids of my own, sir.
All right, buddy.
Hey, Bob, what about me?
Oh, Kelly. I'm sorry. Jesus Christ, Jim. I'm sorry. Kelly Festuca wants to know if you know about her.
Absolutely. I told you. I heard her host the podcast. I thought it was fantastic. Ooh. And I've seen plenty of her.
So
great.
So where can we send our packets?
Thank
everybody,
you,
well,
now I don't respect his opinion.
And Jim, I answer a really good phone call too.
What's his email address?
Kelly's trying to get an internship at Apostle.
Shitty comedian Kelly is. She's trying to get an internship.
She's going backwards.
Just make it a friend, Lewis. It's called networking, mate. No.
All right, Jim. I'm sorry about this. What's up? Anything else?
No, just call me when you're done.
All right, I'll call you in a little bit, brother.
Talk to
you
right,
bye.
We're dropping you from Apostle.
Oh, I like him. Did you fuck up, bro? Is that why you were interesting?
No, this is the way she answered the phone the other day. Apostle. Seriously.
Oh my
Apostle.
God.
She goes down on, Apostle.
That my acting teacher told me I have that problem, too, when I used to take acting classes. That's why I don't take them anymore.
All right, so do Apostle the way you did it yesterday.
Apostle.
Now do Apostle the way I taught you.
I can't do it. I swear to God.
Try.
I can't do it. Apostle.
Mm. That's great.
It's trippy.
That was
it
great.
Hurts to do.
Yeah, because you're fucking an evil woman inside.
Welcome to Apostle. This is Roy Tim. How can I help you?
No, do you don't like say that. Your name. God forbid.
Why not?
No, they told us to say Apostle like that and then be right. Like, who am I speaking with?
I go, is Jim there? She goes, yeah, hang on one second. And she goes, he's not here right now. And I go, who told you that, Molly? She goes, yeah, that's what she said, but you're not supposed to tell me that.
Because I know who you are, though.
I know, but you're not supposed to rat Molly out. You're supposed to protect her. But I'm glad you did, though. You're a fucking team player.
Soldier.
No, the thing is, I know you. If it was that's someone right. else, I would have been more professional.
Molly has no fucking problem fucking lying to me. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. It was a joke. What are you making the face? We're on a show. Talk. You're making faces.
I didn't make any faces.
You fucking made faces. Anywho, so all right, we're gonna wrap this up soon. I mean, I don't know what the fuck else to say. I mean, I was talking about Eric about your situation. Before we wrap up, I want to kind of go through this. Why I had you guys on here? Your wife went into labor.
27 hours.
27 hours, jeez. and then the baby comes out. You cut the cord.
No, they had the vacuum him out.
The baby's still in there?
They had the vacuum him out. He didn't just come out.
Wait a minute, dude. What are you talking about?
He got stuck. She had small hips.
She had a small vagina?
No, not a small vagina.
Tilted uterus.
She actually cracked her tailbone.
What?
She fucking still feel it. Like she sits down. It kills.
What the fuck kind of kid you got?
What do you mean what kind
just
of kid?
A juvenile delinquent breaking shit on the way out.
So Latino.
So they had to vacuum him out. The doctor was trying to pull him.
That's
and she was
fucked.
Like, hold on. And
is that why his head's like that?
What do you mean his head's
like that? I'm kidding. Dude, I'm kidding. There's nothing. Listen.
I was petting his head every day, just fucking rounding
trying to
it out.
Just please.
Him off.
Please don't have a vacuum head.
He got bowling ball oil on it.
What's
you put him on that pottery spindle.
What? Did your daughter want to come out?
No, neither. Both of them had to be.
We know why.
Ironically.
I want to stay in here, Jimmy.
Can't just pop her head out and lick.
I like the way it smells. I'm kidding.
Both of mine were late, man. They had to be induced labor.
Really?
Both of them, yeah.
How late?
We were young. I don't know if it has to do with just
being
we
get
it.
You're young now, asshole.
How late? Like,
it's like you're 50.
Like 3 weeks, 3 days.
3 days late.
Yeah.
So she had to be induced. Well, it's late.
It was 11 days late.
Look, late. You were.
No, my kid.
Yeah, no shit, because it's
very
Puerto
Rican.
It's your kid. Fucking late, asshole. You were late for the show today.
Push it away, mate.
Push it away.
No, my feelings weren't hurt.
Push it away. Shit, eyebrows.
Fist fight. My eyebrows are beautiful.
Ro.
He's got better eyebrows.
Ro, you do that. I swear to God. Pull that back.
I can't reject.
Yes, you can. You reject.
Five.
High five. I'll make you stand. Listen.
I'm leave a brother hanger.
So, Aaron, and yours came a week late.
11 days late.
And did they have to do a C-section or
induce?
And how long was she in labor?
24 hours.
24 hours. Yeah. I think we were in labor 24 hours too.
Yeah,
it just only hurt for a few hours.
Yeah.
Not even an hour or so before they gave her the epidural, and then it's not. This is the way you think it is. You think it's like this. Ready? The water breaks. She goes into pain. It gets worse and worse and worse. And then the baby comes out.
Ken Jeong shows up. Fucking, takes your baby out.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's so fucking different. I slept too.
Yeah. They
it's so
pulled out
different.
A little bed for me. And
yeah.
I slept.
I had a chair, but yours is probably a chair, but you're so small. It seemed like a bed.
I was watching Monday Night Raw.
Eric's legs were dangling off.
It's a bed.
This is a great bed.
I sleep here. This is bed.
Very nice.
So, how and yours was 24 hours. But
24
how,
hours.
How did yours go? The water breaks?
Here's fucked up. I sprained my foot in an MMA class the week before. So, that's I had to, like, as I'm trying to, like, get her, like, ice chips and shit like that, I'm on crutches the whole fucking time, like, in brutal pain.
Right.
Brutal pain. So, right. It was really worse for me than it was for her.
Yeah, are you an asshole?
I'm just kidding.
You know what, dude? You really are just
I'm just kidding.
Stop touching the bomb bandana. I you know what I did that I almost passed myself out because I had two bags. I had her the her bag with all the shit in it, and it was one of these big UFC duffel bags. And then I had my bag with my iPad and all the all her other stuff that she needed on both sides of my neck. So I'm going out.
Give yourself a rear naked choke,
dude. I go outside. I'm trying to hail a cab, and I start fucking woozing because I cut all the blood off to my brain. I'm just starting going. Oh, I go take the bag off. Take the bag off. She's like, what? I almost passed the fuck out because I almost choked myself out.
So now you didn't watch any of it. You saw the head and then you stopped watching.
Saw the head. That's it. I didn't want to see any of the. I saw a lot of blood on napkins and shit. But here's the greatest part about it. Anybody who's going to give birth, they she's basically on a big paper towel and they keep just replacing the paper towel. There's a nurse there that her job is to clean up the blood, get the stuff out, clean the, because they want it as clean as possible for whatever, because they don't want the baby or the wife to be exposed to these germs. So they keep cleaning and cleaning and cleaning and cleaning. So you very rarely do you see a big mess, except at the end when the baby does come out. I out of my peripheral, I could see, you know, a lot of dark colors, and that's when I didn't look. But they cleaned
those
that
were the
up.
Nurses.
I saw
that,
the
Jesus Christ. Fuck
it. Asian nurses.
If you're in New York, yeah. Oh, the baby, the baby.
What a beautiful baby.
What a beautiful baby.
We're gonna bless him right now. Hold the watermelon.
You start hearing fucking clink clangs of chicken bones. In a fucking Coke can. All of a sudden, there's an exact replica of your fucking baby in doll form. Oh, the baby!
Did you see the afterbirth?
Huh?
Pull that shit out?
No, I didn't look at that. There's no need
to.
I saw the first one. Placenta.
Yeah, because your family needs it to grow fruit in the summer.
We have to.
So they eat before they hibernate.
Yeah, you have to offer that to the bears.
Your body is shaped like the placenta. Oh, he's got placenta body.
You really do. Yeah, your legs look placenta. Like the cord, and your head looks like the part that attaches to the wall, the uterus.
Oh, he's not even the baby. They threw out the baby and they kept the placenta.
You know what? You ruined it. We got it. We were all laughing.
Everybody was on
and
board.
You just got to fucking, I want to do more. Yeah, push the mic away for the rest of the show.
Yeah, like.
But my first one, I was panicking. Were you panicking?
Yeah, I panicked. Yeah, I actually.
The second
actually,
one, I was fine for, but
absolutely panicked. And then here's the thing: you're in the hospital.
And I had to hold the leg too.
You have to learn how to swaddle and change a diaper and burp. These nurses, I tell you, man, what is that?
It's not me.
Joe, I don't care. You can't listen, homeboy. You won't be able to last the rest of the show without talking. You won't, because you don't got it in you.
Lewis takes.
There's one thing you love is hearing your shit voice.
You know. God damn it, you're right. I love it.
Lewis takes things too far. Like everyone just raped the chick, but you had to kill her, didn't you? Hmm?
Don't do rape jokes. Didn't we go through enough of that? I don't need that girl attacking my show. So. Yeah,
that was pretty good.
Tied around the dead tit.
My club tit. My tits are amazing.
Yeah, look at Rose, even boobs. Yeah.
Look at great then, Rose.
She's young and she has had 5 or 7 weight gains and weight losses. Just leave me alone. No. Her tits are amazing.
Her body hasn't shapeshifted yet.
Yeah. It's a 31 and alone.
I bet you Kelly's left tit, the dead one, has a mustache.
It's got whiskers. Looks like a ferret.
Yeah. No, it looks like a card shark back in like the early 1900s.
They look great.
let Roy
look
at
him. You guys playing some pogo? Some five cod stud?
Every girl has a different size boob. Not a, like not.
Yeah,
not,
we
not
know. We've even. Seen them. Yeah, we're not 12.
Okay, fine. Got it.
You know,
just trying to help a sister out over here.
Hey, yeah, and that's what we don't like, bro. We complimented you. Just take the comment and leave her alone.
God bless.
Don't ever protect her when we're attacking Kelly. This show is built on her fatness and her shitty tits.
I'll show them to you later. You can tell the boys they look good.
I show.
I think at our 10-year anniversary, Kelly, I get to see your tits.
I'm gonna, when no one's like expecting it, I'm gonna flop out a tit when you're like not looking on purpose, and everyone's gonna go, "Oh shit! Oh, they're great!" And you're gonna be, "What the fuck, man?
Let me tell you something. If that happens, I'll be so miserable.
Yeah, that's
happened. That'd be the second time it happened because this other chick came in.
Oh yeah,
and she whipped out her tit. What's her name?
Tatiana.
Oh,
that's right.
The best tits I've ever heard.
I didn't see him. I know, like, so
let me finish the fucking joke I've ever heard before you stepped on it.
Yeah. Was it a joke, everybody?
Best tits I've ever heard of.
Don't that was
heard
pretty good. Man. I liked
great
it.
Line.
That was good.
It was good.
Anyways, so your misdirection. So then the baby's out. They're in the hospital. Did you have a private room?
Yeah, we had a private room.
Did you pay for that?
No, it came with.
What?
We could upgrade to a suite.
Where did you have a baby?
Cedar Sinai in Los Angeles.
And you had a private room. Yes. You didn't have one, right?
We had a private room, yeah.
How'd you get a private room?
We paid for it.
$1,000 a night?
It wasn't $1,000 a night. We were at New York Downtown Hospital. It was like $400 a night.
Fuck. How was yours?
No, split room.
I told my wife, I go, look, you want a private room where you get $1,000 a night, cash.
Thousands a
you
lot.
You didn't walk around and do your Apple trick?
Well, here's the thing. No, that wasn't going to work there. Trust me. I was at Roosevelt. $1,000 a night, cash. And I go, honey, if you want the room, we just get the room. That's it. She goes, I don't want that. She goes, I don't want to spend that fucking money. That's ridiculous to me that they're doing that. It aggravated her that they would have to do that. And then she goes, and plus, you get to go home. You're going to walk the dogs. You'll be able to be home for a little bit, get some sleep. I'll get some sleep. The baby will be in the nursery. You know, if you're there and we get a private room, you're going to be there with me. You know, the baby's going to be there. It's going to be good.
Oh, so you went home.
I had to go home.
You're a really bad father.
I'll tell you. I'm going to tell you why. Watch this. 10:30 at night, all the fathers have to leave. And I'll tell you why.
Unless you have a private room.
No. Yes, unless you have a private room.
Yeah, that's
right.
I spent the night.
Do you know why? And you know why? Because somebody was diddling women. Coming in and fucking sexually assaulting women while they were sleeping.
Allegedly.
Lewis can't talk about it right now.
So, we're going through some proceedings. So
I went home too. I went home and jerked off.
Hang on now.
Did you jerk off?
How long after? Wait, stop, stop. We're going to get to this. How long? Stop banging your feet, you fucking gorilla.
I get so excited.
I know you do. Bang your hands on the wall and maybe hit your own head. So,
how long?
Okay. I mean, I want to answer this honestly. Okay. And I want to answer this honestly. I think it was the day my kid was born. I think this is the day my kid was born when I got to go home that night. I think it was I think when I took a shower that night, I cranked because I hadn't busted a nut in so long, and I was so stressful.
So stressed out.
I tried to make it like this is gonna
help,
like releasing my jizz was gonna help. But the way I jerked off and what I was jerking off to, it was so sad to me that I felt bad. I felt bad coming. I was like,
"Oh,
my father, my father, my son's got such a shit dad." Well, how long did it take for you, Lou?
I'm not even lying. I jerked off in the hospital because I was there.
During the birth. Wait a minute, dude. Listen to me. Stop.
While she was crowning.
Look over here, B.
Where's the father? He's in the corner.
Okay, we need you to hold.
I'll be done in a minute.
Could I use a baby wipe?
I can't watch a woman put her fingers in my chick and not crank one out.
Yeah, you can when there's fucking goo and blood coming out of it.
Can I borrow some of that goo?
In front of B or in the bathroom?
No,
I jerked
bathroom.
Off.
No.
I jerked off with my baby's placenta.
Really, do you think I jerked off in front of B just sitting there?
No, I don't know what gets you off, Lou.
No, I had to go rock one out in the bathroom. There's evil thoughts inside of you.
Why do you go to attack her?
I didn't attack her. She attacked me. I didn't attack.
All right, go ahead.
I swung back.
You jerked off in the bathroom.
Yeah.
The night she was giving birth, or after the baby was born, or during?
No, during.
You did not.
Not during the actual like labor part, like during like her contractions.
That's okay, because the head wasn't coming out at the moment. She was just in extreme pain.
I need to get this straight. So they put her into labor.
Her water. I don't know. I don't remember exactly when they broke her amniotic sac.
During the proceedings, you were like, during the proceedings.
No, I was
minutes.
Fucking there.
So
for,
she's in the other room in pain.
Mm. Yeah.
And you go in and jerk off.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. That's a fucking test of your relationship.
I don't know whether to bow to you or kick you out of my life. I don't know what to do to
is
you right now.
Is that that bad? Is it really that bad?
Dude, you left your wife in fucking pain.
Dude, what am I supposed to do? Sit by her fucking side the whole time?
Yes! Yes! Abso-fucking-yes!
We're there for like 30 hours.
Abso-fucking-yes!
So you never left your wife's side?
Never!
Not a second. Not even to jerk off in the bathroom one time.
No! I waited till at least the kid was born.
Did you use your phone and porn, or did you go?
No, I just went thoughts.
What did you think about?
How did you turn off your wife giving birth in the or being in labor in the other room? Shut that part
did
of your brain off.
Did her moaning help?
You can really complain.
Yeah, she was moaning in the next room.
I just imagine.
I can't believe it, man. I can't believe that.
Fantastic.
And while she's in labor, you said, "I'm gonna go fucking handle business." I don't know whether you are my fucking hero or you're just a piece of garbage.
You gotta rock one out. Dude, hold on. Like, honestly, at that point, it is literally at the most animalistic level. I just gotta get it out of me.
No, you don't.
Because what happens is
it's
I'm like,
not,
well,
listen, you don't get sick if you don't jerk off.
Yeah, but my dick starts to rub against my jeans, and they were very tight at that point.
And he gets angry.
What are you, 12?
I was going through a very fat phase, and the tip of my
going?
Dick, I'm losing weight.
Losing weight.
Luis J. Gomez is
not losing weight.
She said not. That's funny.
Yeah, swing.
But no, like, you know when you're kind of like turned
Lewis,
on and the tip.
Yeah,
of
we know, we know, we know.
Like rubs against your pants.
We know. Yeah, listen, I know, but the thing is, not during labor.
Yeah, how you get?
You don't jerk off
moment.
During. Look it. Right before, right after, I might be like, but she's in the room, in the hospital. Mm-hmm. You're not even supposed to.
I think I went home, and this is before DVD days or laptops and all that shit, so I had to go home and put a.
How old are you, 80?
VHS. My kid was born
in Betamax.
The first one was 1996.
When did you jerk off?
1996.
No, I'm talking about when.
November 2nd, she was born.
So, how long after the kid was born?
That night when I went
home. So, that night when you went home.
Popped in a VHS tape.
And jerked off.
Tell me it was lesbian porn. Tell me it was lesbian porn.
Hang on one second.
Probably wasn't, I did.
Hang on one second. Eric, when did you. How soon after?
It was a week.
You waited a week? Are you lying?
No. What happened was, I was. No, it's not because I'm a gentleman.
He didn't want to catch that rash on his dick.
I was with my. I was with my wife in the hospital.
Dude, I'm sorry.
And my mother,
I'm sorry about that.
My mother,
what is that?
Was staying with us.
What was that stuff on your kid's face?
It was just, come on.
What was it?
It was just his skin. He was a little rashy from coming out.
Okay, I'm just asking.
That's coming. It's like,
yeah, why'd you take a picture of it?
I took a picture of him.
Why'd you just wait?
No, he was adorable to me.
All right, no, he's gorgeous, dude. He's gorgeous.
So
I'm kidding.
My mother-in-law was staying at our house.
I feel itchy. Wash. I want you that microphone washed.
Purelled.
Deloused.
That's good. You got your hair gel on your kid's face.
You're a jerk.
I got.
My mother-in-law was staying with us, and then I was at the hospital. So a week later, I was on the road.
You're on the road, and where were you middling?
I was in I was headlining in Chicago.
Chicago?
Yeah, Chicago.
What club?
It was actually this guy. He's a promoter. He does like random shows.
You're headlining a guy?
Mm. No, this guy. He does little shows around town.
And that's when you jerked off. Yeah. Now we all know. All right, we all know that, look, I'm fucked up. Oni's fucked up.
Clearly.
You're not as fucked up.
Lewis is.
You're a fucking just a piece of garbage.
Yeah, you're like, that's like.
I think I'm so fucked up that
John
I've gone
Wayne
beyond.
Gacy
now I'm
level.
Good.
No, dude, you're fucking evil.
You know
that I had him chained.
You jerked yourself off to the other side?
Yeah. I'm Christian.
All right. Oh, God. So, now what did you jerk off to?
Probably just regular old school DVD porn. I mean, VHS porn.
What did you jerk off to?
Internet porn. I don't even
remember. What?
I don't even remember, dude. I was like, I'm here. And
what did you jerk off to?
The smell of the hospital.
No, what did you jerk off to? Come on, honestly.
Just thoughts. I don't know.
Thoughts?
Yeah, thoughts.
What, pizza? A swing set? What did you jerk off to?
Well, you know, I think me and my
him
chick
going to Montreal or something.
you getting a deal? And a manager? Jim Serpico.
He knows who I am. I'm going to come.
I'm glad you believe in me. That's all you need is somebody to believe in you the way you believe in yourself.
I'm coming, I'll be.
Give me two more minutes.
Lewis, this is Robbie from Montreal.
Like a Pez dispenser, right out.
Hello, Lewis, this is Esty. Can you do for me third?
This is intelligent, Lewis. Go ahead. Right now.
I don't know who any of these people are.
Shut up. Listen, so you, what did you jerk off to? What was it?
I don't remember the thing.
Come on, son. I remember.
You already told us.
What is it?
Some past fucking.
What was it?
I don't remember the thought. Robert?
All right, I don't know either then. I don't either.
Does it smell of blood? You do remember, and I really want to know.
I do. Yeah. It's a girl. I was in my shower, and she was. It was this girl from a long time ago. Very long time ago. From the South. Beautiful girl.
Oh, okay.
And she knew I. The scenario was that she knew that I what just happened. Like, my kid was born moist. And she came over just to go, look, I'm just going to, I know you're going to need this. And I sat down in the shower, and she sucked my nuts and sucked my dick and jerked me off, and I came.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That's vivid.
And then she was like, all right, I'll let you go. And she left. It was almost like a favor.
Yeah, like, enjoy parenthood.
Yeah, it was almost like, look, I know you're going to need this. So
the next few weeks are going
to
be brutal.
To those girls?
I'm getting full just thinking of it.
Hey.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever happened to those girls that were like, back in the day,
there were girls
that would do that. They would just come over and just suck your
there's
dick.
There's still girls that would do that. You're just not looking for them anymore, dude. Listen, you're not putting the effort into... I love that he pushed the mic away. Listen. They're still there. You can do it if you want. If that's what you want.
When I was a kid, I used to put out, like, when you were 21 years old, that's the energy you would put out. You're like, suck my dick in the bathroom energy.
Yeah, but you can still do that. There's girls that still will suck your dick. Look, girls are like guys. They like, there's girls that love sucking dick too.
Kelly.
And that don't want consequences. You know what I mean? It's like, fuck it, I'll suck your dick. I like sucking dick. Let me suck your dick. And then you're done. Boom, move on. It's out there. You're just not looking for it. You're not looking for it because you have responsibilities now. You have too much shit to worry about and do. You're not looking for the random blowjob. You know what I mean? And this is what I think, too. I think that when you have a son, there's a certain part of you that doesn't want your son to be disappointed in you later. It's like, let me deal with this shit now. I don't really want my son to find out that I'm a piece of shit like that. You know what I mean? Fuck it. I want to give him the... My responsibility to my son is to make sure that he has a great self-esteem, that he just gives a shit about himself, I think. That's the greatest thing you can give a kid. I mean, yeah, you want to make him smart and intelligent. I'm not. So I'm going to send him to school, the best schools I can, and try to do the best. But I want my kid to have a good self-esteem. I want him to fucking be cool with himself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Isn't it something like changing you, though, now? Like, it's a really weird thing, and I don't have a family at all. But I think even if you do, it is. When you have a kid, it's just a whole other level of caring about something. Like, I would fucking... I mean, I always, like, fantasize about some dude coming up and just trying to, like, fucking hit my kid.
And I triangle choke him?
Like, no, I would fucking... I would kill a motherfucker with my bare hands.
Yeah.
If he even looked wrong at my kid.
I do think about that, but I try not to think about that. Because the consequences of that slippery slope, of that rage... I'm trying to go the other way. I'm trying to think of this... being with this guy and being with my wife, and I don't have to think about protecting him because I know I would. Once I start those fantasies of somebody touching my kid or fucking with my wife or my family and I'll slice his throat, I'm in that shitty world, and I don't want to be in that shitty world anymore. That's an old place that I went where it keeps the rage and the anger and the fear is what it really is. It keeps the fear alive. And I don't want that fear alive. I don't want it around. I want to live in the moment of the kid. I want to be able to walk away from fucked up situations because it's not worth it to me. Because, all right, I'll tell you a scenario. You ready? The night my kid came home, I'm walking my dogs at 12:30. I'm on the phone with Kathy, telling her about the kid and all that. I was explaining to her what happened and how it was, and she's trying to have a baby, blah, blah, blah. I had my dogs. I wasn't paying attention. Homeless guy, black dude, walking down. He hit one of my dogs. He bumped into it. I don't know what he did. I heard my dog yelp, and I fucking snapped. You motherfucker. What the fuck? You hit my dogs, and he came back at me. What the fuck, man? I was like, fuck you. You don't fucking kick somebody's dog. I didn't kick your fucking dogs, man. And I was like, you fucking. And we just went back and forth. He was rageful, and I was rageful.
How many times did you use the N-word?
I didn't. Not at all.
Inside.
But here, I'll tell you what happened, which was scary, which was how people are. I'm yelling at him, and then I snapped. I don't know how to. I just went, I will fucking kill you! I will fucking murder you!
That. You just blew out everyone's ears.
But I know.
No, listening to the podcast, not us.
That's the rage level, but even more than that. Oof. That's where I went to. I lost it. Because my dogs, my son, my wife is my family. If I had a bat, if I had a blade or a gun, I would have sliced his fucking head off and thrown it in a barrel.
I made that point all the time when I talk about.
Let me finish. Here's the thing. Let me just go through this scenario, and then you. We went back and forth, and then he said, "You know, he actually said you shouldn't have been on the fucking phone. Pay attention to your fucking dogs." And I went, "He's fucking right. He's absolutely fucking right. I'm on the phone. I got my little dogs in Manhattan, Midtown, New York City, 12:30 at night. This fucking idiot." Who I should be aware of bumps into one of my, and I'm fucking, now I'm my life is on the line. His life is on the line. My fear came true because I festered it, and it was always there that this is what I'm going to do if somebody fucks with my, and it happened. And now it was to the point where I'm going to either have to fucking hurt this guy bad. I'm going to have to hurt him to where he's not conscious, and I'm going to have to call 911. Or an ambulance, or he's going to really hurt me.
That's not the way you commit crimes, bub.
But listen, but he—that's what's going to happen. I'm going to have to fucking do that. The only way this is ending is if someone gets hurt. And then he goes, "You're just fucking with me because I'm black. Because you don't like black people. Because you're a racist motherfucker." That's what he said. He made it. He literally out of nowhere made it that he's black and I don't like black people. Okay, and he's like, and I was like, "You're a fucking lunatic." You're fucking nuts. And I can't. And I was like, you're a piece of shit for even saying it. Then he's like, yeah, you don't like niggas. That's what he says to me.
No, that's what it is.
I go, for the fact that you say that, you're just a piece of shit to yourself. I go, you don't even know who the fuck I am. He goes, you don't know who the fuck I am. You're just racist. He just starts screaming, I'm a racist at the top of his lungs. And I'm like, you know what? This guy's a fucking psychopath. For someone to do that, to use the race card against me or another, to use it, like, you save that shit for a real racist. You just brought it up just to win the fucking argument, just to make me look bad, because you kicked a fucking animal and you got called on it and you didn't say. Now here I am. Someone's about to get hurt. And my superintendent, who's this Russian lady, who could probably break both of our necks. Literally walks up, Bubby, not worth it. You have baby boy. Please, let's go. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I got back into my house and I was like, what the fuck am I doing?
You started crying, took a shower,
pulled up. You start to come to those mental places in your brain where you start to now think of everything around you and things you're responsible for.
I punch him. He falls, hits his head on something, dies. I'm going to jail for murder.
Boom.
Well,
that's it. No, there's no well.
Manslaughter.
It doesn't matter. I'm done. My kid, his life is fucked.
He
hits me. He hits me. I get hurt. My wife is fucked. My wife comes out and sees that. She gets hurt. I mean, who the fuck knows? It's not worth it. Not one second of it's worth it. No, the only time it's worth it is if this guy was, I was with my wife and my kids, or he came back and attacked my dog. He kicked my dog a little bit, okay? If he was beating my dog, I'll fucking murder him. If he said, touch my wife, I'll murder him. Anything else is not, it doesn't matter. It's not worth it. And it made me go back in and look at this kid and go, I have to change. I can't live in that fear And it's fear. I was afraid that somebody would fuck with my dogs. I'm afraid that somebody will fuck with my kid or my wife. And I'm always on that fucking, I'm going to kill you. And when it happens, I just snap. That guy could have took out a fucking knife and just cut my throat and shot me. Like, we're in New York. It happened. Yeah, I mean, what the fuck? Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, he could have shot me, too, also.
Well, now where I am,
he could have shot me, stabbed me.
He had a bayonet.
Since my kids are older now, it's like, at this point now, I'm like, all the things I'm not in control of. Which is them being out there.
Your weight?
Their sexuality?
My sugar intake?
Who your wife bangs?
Ex-wife.
Sorry, that was the point.
But sorry. You can control things like your hair, yeah. Your choice of clothing.
Yeah, your shiny forehead.
That awful goatee.
Your shitty tattoos.
You guys have been harboring this the whole time.
All right, listen. No, I mean, do you understand what I'm saying, though, Lewis? Look, I know that you don't have that in you. You have a very good temperament.
Eric.
Eric does. And Oni, you have a good temperament.
Yeah.
Lewis, you're the same as me. We're the same motherfucker. And it's scary to me. I am not passing my fear when I got hit and hurt and abused as a child turned into rage to protect myself. It became about respect and fear. That's all my anger is. And that's what that was with this guy. I should have went, what the fuck? And went back in the house. I was on the phone, not paying attention. And this fucking asshole caught me. I should have fucking, and got the fuck out of there. I'm not throwing it all away for a piece of shit going through garbage.
Well, that's why I had like...
And I'm not passing it on to my kid. I am not passing fear on to my kid. I want him to have good self-esteem, and I want him to... I know he's going to go through life. I know he's going to get fucked up, but I'm not passing rage on to my kid, dude. And you shouldn't either.
No, I don't think I am.
You should listen to me. I'm telling you, dude, you have to ignore. Look at you getting mad right now. You want to hurt somebody.
Your son is at least going to yell at sport the way you do.
I'm not yelling at my and it starts with your dogs. My wife said, honey, don't yell at the dogs. And I don't. I'm like, you're right. I don't want to yell at her. I don't want to fucking yell at anybody because it's literally years and years.
It really does teach you patience, though. Like, I'm way more patient now that I have a kid than I ever was before I had a kid.
Yeah.
You know, but I have this little weapon that Dante Nero bought me.
What is it?
It's a weapon. It's called a monkey fist. It's basically a ball bearing.
It carries it around.
And it's inside of like a special knot. And it's great. The way they came up with it,
listen up, anybody who wants to rob Lewis, here's how you can take him out.
It's a way
bigger monkey fist
to anchor rope. So what they would do is it was like on ships, like in the 1800s, these sailors would take him into fucking ports and they'd just get drunk and they'd beat the shit out of each other with these little ball bearings.
Right.
So I saw Dante had and he bought me one because I thought it was so cool.
Dante doesn't need a monkey fist.
He is a monkey fist.
He's already got a gorilla hand.
He's got a silver back.
All right, hang on. Jesus Christ. I mean, what the fuck? 9 fucking black jokes in a row.
It was more an ape joke than black.
Jesus Christ.
Potato, patata. All right, so...
potato, patata.
Write that down, ass face.
So, he bought this thing for me, and there's so much power in it, dude. Because it's this little thing. You could pull it out. Yeah. Somebody fucks with you. You could just smack them in the head, just break their eye socket. Yeah. Easy, dude.
All right, I know
and
how
it
works.
And I had it on me. Okay. And there was at least 4 situations over the course of a month where I just like pull it out and I had it at my side.
What do you mean? Give me one.
I was at the UFC event. We were coming out and this dude was, I was really drunk too. So I was yelling like obnoxious shit, like going to the train after the UFC event. I was just yelling about how Chael got robbed. That was an early stoppage. So this one guy was just drunk and he was actually on Chael's side. He wanted Chael to win too. He's like,
all right, listen, I can't listen. Give me another example because this one is just stupid. Well, dude, I was yelling crazy. Fuck you. Give me another one.
All right, I was at a bar with Dave Smith and Aaron Berg.
Do you have one where you're sober?
Yeah.
Because all these you deserve a beating. I was walking my dogs, talking to a friend about my child, and somebody kicked my little dog. I'm talking about where you don't deserve cracking your dumb head.
I didn't deserve any of this shit. This guy bumped my friend Aaron, and then Aaron's like, oh, this guy's bumped me, dude. I was like, you should fucking say something. What the fuck's wrong with that guy? He was like, wait till we leave. And I had my little monkey fist out already. So as we're leaving, he was like, it's the guy in the red sweater. Dude, Aaron shoulder bumps the guy in the red sweater, and the guy's like, what the fuck, bro? So we all like get in his face, and dude, I got this thing. I'm about to use this thing. I'm insane. We go outside. Aaron goes, he's like, dude, I think I bumped the wrong dude. We were about to jump a dude that wasn't even the right dude. Yeah,
dude, see, I'm not talking about jumping people.
That's how
all his stories were thuggish there.
Yeah, dude. How I've changed. I didn't kill him at the monkey foot.
I'm talking about, I have a fear of being hurt by people. Oh, somebody hurting people I love, and I violently will fucking hurt them to not hurt people.
And Louis and just itching to use his monkey fist.
You're talking about mugging people. You're talking about alcoholism and violence.
The waitress got my order wrong. I pulled out my monkey fist.
I didn't have enough money for the MetroCard, and I saw this Mexican dude in an Elmo outfit, so I pulled out my monkey fist.
Hey, guys, I didn't hit him. I
did it. I'm Jay.
I walked home.
But the point is that I started leaving it at home because I don't want to put myself in that scenario where I want to pull out my monkey fist.
You had to have talk to yourself where I'm like, guys, I'm responsible. I'm going to leave it home from now on because I'm a man.
Well, I gave it to my chick. She could use it.
I take out my jack. What's the one with the, you hit it?
Yeah.
What is it called? The Billy Jack? Or
whatever. I know what you're talking about.
Do you need to carry these things around? You know, like
I live in large homes.
Because we don't live in fucking really big homes. All right, I live in Hell's Kitchen. Okay, I walk out at night, I don't have a driveway and a nice wooded area behind my house.
I live here now, and like I walk.
Where do you live?
St. Mark's between 1st and A.
You'll be attacked.
What apartment?
Listen.
No, I don't get why. I mean,
you will. Wait, how long you been here?
2 years.
Yeah, you will. You will. Some will happen. You'll be.
I just don't like to fight back.
Look, you're absolutely right. You should always walk the fuck away. Your parents are absolutely fucking right. It's not worth it. Get the. That's not worth it.
You don't know who's crazy out there is going to pull a knife at you.
Or a monkey fist.
A monkey fist. Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And it's just. I take full responsibility. I take full responsibility. I believe it's fear, and I believe. Look, this guy's a coward for kicking a dog and not saying sorry. I think he did because he had way too much space. Or he might have been drunk or high and whatever it was. My anxiety and my rage for months and my fears came out in right in his, like a laser beam in his face.
He should have jerked off during labor.
All right. And on that note, we're the fuck out of here. Right. You guys, thank you so much for coming in. I hope you guys like this episode. Louis, I'll do all the shit for you.
Well, I'll be in Toronto. Oh, wait, this isn't coming up.
What are you going to Toronto for?
Thursday through Sunday, North by Northeast Festival, baby.
Oh, God.
It's gonna be fun.
I'm
going
to be in Toronto, too, at the Just for Last Festival.
When are you going
to
be in Toronto?
In July. Oh. All right, so go ahead. We'll take care of you. You got to fly, right?
Well, Oni's coming, too.
Okay, yeah. Oni, what do you got?
Just the clubs in the city, man. Eastville. And check out my website, OniPerez.com.
Awesome. What do you got, Eric?
Just check out site, EricRivera.com, E-R-I-K Rivera.
Okay, awesome.
All that.
Awesome. And Lewis is going to be with us. Go ahead,
Kelly. Foxwoods, June 27th, 28th, 29th, Foxwoods Casino. And the don't forget the Nasty Show on the Saturday night. It's 4 shows. Buy them online.
Me, Kelly, and Lewis J. Gomez. And who else who knows is going to show up? There might be a couple special guests on Saturday night. Yeah. So buy your tickets now. Spread the word. Get people to go. Let's pack this place out as much as we can. And I'm going to be at Just for Laughs in July. Shut the fuck up. I'm going to be Just for Laughs. Lewis, just go. Do you have to just enter? Well, he's coming.
I want a photo.
He's grabbing his fucking... his
trash
Lord of the Rings sack.
He's grabbing his seal bag. His grandfather's grandfather made that... on an island. Come on. Dude.
Fuck.
That's it.
I told you, please. Leave the trash.
I'm so sorry.
Leave the trash.
Oh, my God. Clean that up with water. You're just a... Hurry up. Focus. Stop trying to fucking recover verbally. Can you help him clean that up? All right, so here it is. I want to thank Rotem, Ro, as we call her, for being here and interning and helping us out with everything. Make sure you go to riotcast.com, listen to all the shows. We have 12 of the funniest shows on the internet. It's one of the greatest podcast networks on the East Coast in the world. Fuck it, I'll say it. Hilarious shows. Please check them out. And also, make sure that you go to RobertKellyLive.com for all my dates. I'm doing Just for Laughs in July. I'll be up there for the Nasty Show. I actually have my own one-man show, my hour show. I have two of them. Hour shows, just me at a small theater up there. And also going to be doing You Know What, Dude, live. I think Colin Quinn's going to be there. Pete Corielli. We have a bunch of people that are going to be on the show. We're doing You Know What, Dude, in Montreal. And I'm also going to be in the Toronto Just for Laughs. I'm so excited for that. So I'm doing the same thing, show and the podcast. So please go to my website and go to justforlaughs.com. Find my shows. Find where I'm going to be. Buy tickets. Spread the word. Support us live. I also want to thank you guys so much. All of you people who purchased gifts off of Amazon, off the registry from Baby Max, and all your kind words. It means a lot to me that you guys... were so great with that. You were very respectful and awesome. I appreciate that. I appreciate all the inspirational, you know, whatever, dude. You know what I'm saying. You guys are the shit. You guys are really great. The fans of this podcast are awesome. Thank you so much. And thanks for coming up to me and letting me know that you listen on the streets or after shows. And everybody who's on here, that you you come up to us and say, hey, you're a fan of the podcast. Really appreciate that. And that's it. I appreciate you guys so much. And especially during this last couple of weeks with Baby Max coming into the world. So that's it. You guys are awesome. I'm out. Goodbye.
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop